Blog Talk Radio.
True statement that is. Let me welcome all you again to the Helios Builders Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we will be laying in for the next 3 hours, putting it on the line on the facts, the talk where the facts matters. We thank you this morning for getting up with us, and let me let you know, this program is like all the rest, because facts do matter. The abomination of desolation, COVID, Omicron. Is today's topic, today's title. We're going to tie it into the whole scheme of things through the book of what we call the Book of Daniel. Those of you who are Bible stumpers or Bible thumpers, we're going to lay it down for you this morning so you can get the allegoric, metaphoric meaning and esoteric meaning, not the literal meaning, because nothing in that Bible is purely literal. And today you will find out that you are part of the abomination desolation. So let's get this program started. First of all, we're going to break down the word abomination. And it's the cause of something of disgust and hatred. Now, the prophecy is based here in the West. So shall the Son of Man be. Well, that's America. And for the sins of America, it's been called for abomination desolation. Meaning that you would have such hatred and disgust. And then the desolation is a state of complete emptiness and destruction. Now, that's what's happening to your bodies right now. In order to take you to the next level, they must put you in an abomination, desolation state of mind. Now, the so-called Yahshua, Jesus, whatever you want to call him, just for the fact that matter, there was no letter J up to the last 500 years and a little more. So all that Jesus, all that Jehovah, all that, what else y'all calling them? Whatever else. The J did not exist during the time of some dude walking around the earth as known as Jesus. It was a Y. So let's get the facts matter. So when you pray into this energy called Jesus that has no profound ancient power other than a secret allegoric name for just us. And y'all know what I'm talking about. So Jesus, just us, was been warned. Or Yahshua, whatever you want to call him. Yahshua is probably more accurate. But we'll go with the premise that you don't even know that yet. Warned that something or someone that the people detested would stand in the temple someday. Now, the temple is allegorically in your head. Physically, they have given you this temple of the mountain or the mount, which three religions are so-called to have formulated there. That's Christianity, Judaism, and, of course, Islam. And all this is being placed down. Now, here's where it gets deep at. Because even though the prophecy has not been fulfilled according to Jesus himself, a futuristic happening. Now, according to this so-called story, let's go with the story premise first. He warned that it would be a sacrilegious object that caused desecration. Now, first of all, it's a sacrilegious object that causes desecration. Now, history said the temple supposedly was destroyed by Titus in 70 AD. Now, this scriptures that Daniel is being brought, Danielle, look at the E-L at the end of that name, of course, says it in a few places. Now, when it gets to be where it gets shaky, the people of Judea is supposed to flee into the mountain. I mean, you're supposed to escape what's going to happen. So that already you got escape mechanism involved. Look out for something now that was going to be a prophecy for this futuristic event. And this futuristic event will be captivated with utter destruction, but there's supposed to be some signs to give you during this time. Supposed to be some signs that you will see. Now, of course, there was sacrifice during this time. I'm going to pray before we get started with everybody. The sacrifices was at this time that we going to name. Now, they're praying to different gods, just like all the stories, until they made one God. You know, Akhenaten made one God, and Jesus made one God. You know, these similarities are so fixated, it's unbelievable. But then it says, it's a real sacrifice. For the first time that a regular sacrifice is abolished, and an abomination of desolation is set up. Now, ain't that something? Now, I'm going to put it in conjunction with what you're going through today so you can see that these prophecies are formulations of control mechanisms over human beings. First, it says, there's five things they say that is supposed to be commutatively going along with this so-called story. A future ruler will make a treaty with the people of Israel. Israel. That's one. Now, there have been a lot of treaties, y'all, in our lifetime. You have Benat Begin and, from Egypt. They got together one time and did one with Jimmy Carter, Camp David Accord. Then you had this one that hardly no one talks about called the Abrahamic Accord, which Trump put together with Bibi and, of course, one of those princes of Syria, one of them cats over there. So you got a couple of these treaties with the people. The Rothschild treaty is early in the day, but we're going with the prophecy of the end. Second, the terms of this treaty will be for a week, which will be taken to a period of 7 years. Is it really going to be 7 years? Right now you're into 3 years since the last so-called Abrahamic Accord, which is never talked about by neither of these cats in office today. Number three, midway through this time, the ruler will gather his troops and put an end to the sacrifice of the offering in the temple. Now, what is they offering in the temple at this time? We'll get to that later. That Wall Street temple. Four, at the time, the rulers will desecrate the temple, send up some type of sacrilegious object. So something will desecrate the true temple, allegorically, a.k.a. us, set up some type of sacrilegious object. I wonder what that going to be. And number five, the desecration of the temple will continue until the judgment of the so-called God, which could be coming. According to some of you sending all this UFO stuff, pretty interesting. It's finally melted out on the rulers. Now, see, this judgment from these so-called gods, I'll put an S on it, gods, possibly coming back through extraterrestrial modification, which you wouldn't even know if they were a human or one of these beings. Let's put it like that. But whatever it is, they're going to melt out on the rulers and the followers of these rulers. Now here's the days, 1290. That's 1,290 days, which means 3.5 years and 1 month later. Now, a lot has been in the minds of the ancient people. It couldn't have happened in ancient times. It don't even make sense, really. First of all, they got this Greek ruler, Antiochus the fourth. He's the fourth. Everything's like Judah, the fourth son, Antiochus the fourth. Then the temple of Antiochus is called Epiphanes, which is the illustrious one, or the Illuminati one, or the God manifestation AI one. Epiphanes. And he sets up an altar to Zeus, Zeus, Ra. How obvious can this be? Over burnt offerings. And he was sacrificed. Look what he wanted to sacrifice, a pig on the altar. That's where y'all get this craziness about this pig stuff. It came from a roof. And then it goes on to say, Antiochus went further with his atrocities, slaughtering great numbers of, now here's where it gets deep, Jews. There's no people called the Jews at that time because there's no letter J. So you better come up with their names today's program. That will give you the clue. Selling others into slavery. So wait. Interesting. And he issued a decree forbidding circumcision, which requires the Jews, a.k.a. got to have a new name. There didn't exist at that time a name called the Jews, to sacrifice the pagan gods and to eat pig meat. Now, this is where y'all get this foolishness with the pig and all this stuff, which now this come out of a Greek story with this group that cannot be named this group because that letter never existed, so I don't know how that can come about. That first got to change your mind. You've been lying to yourself about who these people are. Secondly, pygmy. Let's go with this premise. Now, this same pig that y'all been telling people not to eat and shit and not to do this can't give me no really when it started. I just gave you a clue when it started. Don't sound like it started with no Islam. How did it sleep into that? No, I said sleep into that. So you don't get into that. They sleep into each other to get this thought pattern. But the real thought pattern is, and I'm going to break it so we can get this program on hot fire very early. First of all, Jesus is an allegory. If he did exist and he was to come back, he wouldn't come back as what he was that y'all claims he came out of, because he went straight into the atmosphere. That's impossible, because you're not going straight in the atmosphere when you die, or some type of light or ray goes into the atmosphere. That's what y'all want to, you know, tell us and tell the people. But in reality, what is it that they were doing? Well, let's first go with this. Sacrificing of what is the question? Once you allow the real sacrifice to be, and then they can take over, because once you let the body be taken over, which is your temple, then you have now desecrated the holy temple. And what better way to desecrate the holy temple than to cause you to turn into another being, which is called transhumanism. Y'all heard this already before. But before you become a transhumanist, you have to metamorphosize. See, Morpheus, you have to metamorphosize into this character that we are not all there yet. Because the events that will cause this is on its way. Y'all have been saying it on this program, sending all kind of information. They're definitely looking at rays of light. I got a call from Cap from Vegas. I hope you're on the line, sister. She says they seen 4 rays of light in Vegas recently. Called me out the clear blue. You know, I can't say people call, people. The people called me out the clear blue, because that's what we do, to find out what's going on. And said she seen, and the army was around it. Look at that. If y'all in Vegas, in this area, please call in. Oh, we got to go over that because this could be part of the abomination, desolation, COVID, Omnicon. First of all, you have already sacrificed your bodies to the altar. The altar is the altar with the Caduceus cult. Because in order to sacrifice, you got to have what? Somebody who know how to do the ritual of the sacrificial in order to mean it makes any sense. And you gave them pure power over your body and decreed them gods over us. Doctors. And see, since you gave permission up through the holy womb, Mother God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death, amen, you will now have no recourse because you are following your own demise. Now, it does give clues. It says when you see these events coming, you better flee into the mountains. That means refuge. Whatever governments will fight back, possibility can you get to them. And you already gave over the most precious sacrifice of all. And you thought they were just talking about babies. No. They've been sacrificing babies. And you know that as well as anybody else. Many of us have given our own children up to sacrifice. That don't mean they kill them. That means you make them be the prey while you sit back and watch what happens to them, knowing that you and all people out on this line listening know that you will not escape anything. Your checks are lined up for the abomination. Your social services will be connected to the abomination. And, of course, where you live. And that's why 5 states, y'all sent it to me, each one of these states have already started universal income. You wonder why people ain't going to work? They're about to get $2,000 a month. Immigrants are going to get almost 10 grand because you have settled for the abomination, desolation to us all.
We're not going to be here for much longer
because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying that we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you.
Listen to the clues. She said it's too much CO2. That means carbon people or carbon people who breathe dioxide out their body. That's why they want to put the carbon tax. They told you in the whole brief, this was the plan. Eat the babies? Yeah, we're going to eat the babies all right. Babies, it ain't enough. She said a Swedish professor where all of you so-called black intellectuals were trained from. This whole thing's a scheme. I watched the program, thanks to the brother who sent me that, and it's got to be unreal. Do y'all know that W.D. Du Bois and all these cats was paid by the Rothschild family? Was paid by Julius Rosenthal. All these black colleges that we watched yesterday, they all paid by white philanthropy, but you hate white people. Show you how hypocrites you really are. And for your hypocritical atmosphere, guess what they're doing? Now, they're going to put a bounty. See, the body is already the temple. The bounty already on the body. It's bountiful. Just to show you know the areas that's doing it, Illinois, Edwards Hospital and Napierville, Illinois, deprived of an estimated $100,000 kill fee when Sam Young's daughter, Vietnamese people, they killing everybody. They don't give a damn about who they think they killed. They killing everybody. Oh, this is money, man. This is money. Go look it up. It says, when Sam Young's daughter got a court order requiring the hospital to treat the 70-year-old man, left. And he was on, she got mad because they were going to kill him. They was happy. It's a stage event. It's Adam and Eve story. Good over evil. The hospital, the Caduceus cult, which is a snake cult, and a very deep one. Oh, my goodness. They already training. That's why they're getting rid of all you who have a conscience, who have a moral fiber, who won't do it, they making sure y'all quit that particular entity called the healthcare system. And because those of you are being ridiculed by your family, that's part of the thing. So when you ready to quit? Oh, well, I wouldn't do it. Because you know why you wouldn't do it? You ain't got no more. You're already an abomination of the desolation. Of course you're not going to do it. Of course you're going to. And that's why all of us will be tested by them. Remember, this program started with the Mayotte as our premise. You thought she was going to go into the halls and not get weighed, huh? That's also in the book of Daniel. You've been found weighing in it. See, all the goods and services will be cut off before you know it. Could be 3 years. It definitely going to be around the time of this election coming up. See, that's where the temple in the consecration act. Now, why would nobody get mad at a statement given to people at a meeting? You have to wonder why. You've been weaponized. Anytime you can watch this. Now, not only that, let me tell you what they did with this. After the lady, Sam Young's daughter, she went and said, we're going to get ivermectin. They gave the man ivermectin. Man in 22 days came off the ventilator and so forth. Now, the hospital also received government monetary incentives. They were mad because if he would have died, they were going to get $100,000. Now, this ain't coming from me. This is coming from independent researchers and actual people who's in the media who tells the truth, what's going on. So the man was dying on their practice of what they considered fighting COVID. That was 71. See, they first started with the elderly because you remember, he said, we got to eat the dead people. Well, see, once you get it to a certain age, you start to walk like the dead. It's just how it is. Allegoric talk. We got to. Now, you've seen Cuomo and them who killed the elderly first in New York State. You see, they switched over to the sex game because they knew if they would tell you they was killing the old, the babies. See, because you see that as we get old, some of us turn feeble-minded like babies. She ain't talking about just babies that come out the beginning. The whole stage, you a baby to them. We must eat the babies. She talking about everybody. Not no just little kid just came out your womb. Mm-mm. Everybody's a baby. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Now, here's where it gets deep. After they won and got out, the hospital, they found out that the hospital were receiving these incentives, like we told you. It's KCV-19 diagnosis. They get money for that, the diagnosis. Ordinary flu or pneumonia. See? They're categorizing it now. Left brain, right brain. This is all, everything is two things, as always. Then it goes on to say, I mean, the prices alone is unbelievable. They get $4,600 for the same symptoms called COVID-19. If the symptoms are the same, they're going to say, that's what they get $4,000. Now, imagine how much they're making right now. Every person going there, they get $4,600. Think about that one, everybody. Just take what your home family gave them right now. And you got the nerve to be talking about, man, this shit wrong. Well, you voted and you went along with it. That's why it's called the abomination of desecration. That's why only the smart one give me the clues. When you see signs, you must flee. Now, where we going to flee to, we'll have to figure that one out as this program goes on, because that's how we roll. Now, let's go to the actual CV COVID-19. 13,000 if they get COVID-19. 13,000. Just to say you got it. 13,000. So that adds to the pandemic fear. Oh, they got it. But you really left that word out and say the real word, flu or pneumonia, which you don't hear no more. So you don't hear those two words. See, flu, pneumonia. You don't hear the same thing. But you can die from either one of those, can't you, right? Yeah. Facts do matter. So now they got the people acting like babies, going along with anything these psychopaths, narcissist parents, which is your government entities, want you to do. Then if you die on the respirator, we said this before, but this is a new report from this hospital, $39,000. $39,000. So everybody who was said to have died, you add that up in your own head, times 39. Each individual, and that's a massive amount of money. Now you can see why they made $6 trillion. See, it ain't just taking a shot that made the $6 trillion. It's the whole procedure of getting you to go along with this that made the $6 trillion. Amazing. Now, I'm about to open the lines up because you know that you are a baby. Anytime you get services, you're not self-sufficient. None of us. If I got to get a check, how's that self-sufficiency? So you've been fooling yourself as always. So you are babies. That's why they decreed it. That party decreed it. See, there's two parties in your mind. Two parties in your mind. One wants to party all day and one wants to party a little while. Battling to see which one can control your mind. And they're using one before I open this lines up. They're using Facebook. Now that is Meta. Now, no matter what I tell you, most of you would kill yourself if we told you Facebook is knocking you off. They already know. They're preparing for that when they charge you for it. See, when they start to charge you to be on these entities after a few more times, keep playing dumb and not reading these bills. Keep being dumb and not acting like a baby. Acting like a baby can't read your bills no more. Now we need people to watch over us. To a baby, that's why they said we're going to eat the babies. Henry Kissinger said that too. His name, he old as hell. An old man even said it. That should be a wake-up call to you all. A wake-up call to you all. But you know what, before I even go anywhere, I've got to just play 2 minutes. See, Facebook is Jesus. Oh, yeah, we're about to get to you. See, Facebook is Jesus. You didn't even know it. When you look at your face and you say, I am, and when you look into your mirror, you really see yourself, right? It's a reflection. That's why they changed the Meta. You're going to get the Jesus reflection. Now, what Jesus is going to be told to you in a little bit. Facebook has almost 3 billion users worldwide. Worldwide. That's almost 40% of the human race. 40% of the human race. Think about that one, everybody. You can't get that money. It says, this is what they're doing, Facebook. This is what all they're doing. They are the thought police. They God. They have determined that what you say and think, and you can't try, everybody. Try to put something on Facebook and all these entities and see how they will attack you immediately to take it off. Or it's not. That's controlled speech now. It's not free speech. It's controlled speech. You giving them a database of all your goings and doings. So when they do bring in the police state, they know exactly where you are. Not where your car is at, they know where you at. Now you say, well, where are we worried? Well, you best be worried because they say abomination, desolation will set up in the high temples. That means the court temples, your local school temples, every temple that you put your temple in, your brain in, is under attack. Every temple. So when you go to church, you don't even go to church no more the same as you went to church two years ago. It's a whole different church now. And you know you can't really believe in Jesus that much if no weapons form against me shall prosper. Well, I just told you they got $6 trillion. They must be prophesying. They prophesying very good. Because I got to pay 2 minutes of this. Not only are they eating babies, all of us, Jesus just might be an alien.
Hi, this is Greg from N5D. There's a lot of mystery behind the story of Jesus, which basically originates from what Jordan Maxwell calls the greatest story ever told, the Bible. Jordan is on record for saying that the Jesus character was made up by the church, but firmly believes there is a wealth of knowledge in the Bible about clues as to why we're here and who's controlling us. One of the things he mentions is written in Genesis 1:26, where it says, "Let us make man in our own image." One has to ask, who is us and our in Genesis, which also stands for the genes of Isis? It can't be the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because the Son, Jesus, wasn't born until the New Testament. What it actually refers to are the Elohim, the creator gods, yes, gods, plural. And these gods could very well be the Anunnaki, as they are known for creating several slave races of mankind in order for us to mine gold for them. One of these races is called the Adama race, which is where the Adam and Eve story originated. I wrote an article about this entitled Bloodlines, Let Us Make Man in Our Image. I'll leave a link in the more info section of this video if you want to check out that article. Another point that Jordan mentions is where the Bible says to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Think about the word replenish, which means to do over again. What was here beforehand, and how many times have we been through this cycle of subservience, control, and conformity? In a recent interview with Jimmy Church, David Wilcock mentions how 60 million people of all races and ethnicities were abducted and are basically being farmed as slaves to work for these extraterrestrials and to continue to reproduce in fixed relationships. What if these people are being farmed to other third-dimensional planets in order to recreate the same exact template as we have here on Earth, including the principles of money, government, and religion, all of which keeps us locked into subservience, control, and conformity? In my opinion, that's definitely a possibility, and that includes constantly following the Messiah figures throughout time, such as Osiris, Mithra, and Jesus. I have another article on N5D called The Fictitious Jesus, and I'll leave a link for that article in the more info section as well. In this article, it shows how Constantine put together the Council of Nicaea in the year 325 AD in order to bring together all of the Yeshua ben Yosef cults so they could come up with one unifying Messiah that would rival any other religion at that particular period in time. Now, before the Council of
Nicaea... I just told you the name of God. Joseph and Messiah. Y'all better look all this up because, see, it goes into if these people who got Facebook, are these people human or not is the question. You see, they don't care about who their marriage are. They're, you just said it. Intergalactic marriage is meaning international marriages. Are y'all ready for the Helios? We about to get hot. It's that time. I think I did enough fire breathing. Now it's time to bring in the dragons. The turn of the dragons. I got my man 611. You know what you do. I got 3364-22 New York. I got South Town. We got three regions on the line. Let's make it happen. Starting out with my region down here. Four. What's going on?
Hey, my brother. What's going on? Can you hear me?
I hear you well. Go right ahead. First, give me a comment on what you just heard about these.
It's like how the Brother West says, it's a great day to be alive. And, I was watching this documentary clip of China and its evolution over the centuries and the Silk Road, and it just started popping up and it started coming even much clearer. And compromised CEO and all his dealings and why the Silk Road is actually happening and amongst why eating the babies, how the women of today, the discussion between the right to your temple, but you're signing away the temple, but then you're talking about taking the jab too, and just for the sake of freedom, and you're giving up your freedom and everything, but in actuality, you're bonding yourself and your kids' kids over trillions of dollars of servitude for the rest of their lives, and you sign away the babies for all the nonsense. And I mean, it's unbelievable. So, like you say, like we always say, and some of the brothers that's on the line, as we get to a point and we say screw it, and I'm being kind in my vocalization about it. Yeah, but
it could give you that's why I say I'm playing these sides that make people realize that the trend is being produced, but we are like a template. We keep following a lot of people. Time we follow these same templates, you say, wait a minute, man, this the Council of Nicaea. You just heard the first, most of probably never heard the cult that was brought to that table.
And that was the discussion that Constantine had. Was it one of the same, or was it an alien being?
We got to question these characters because Constantine might mean a council of a galactic federations. I'm seeing today's
absolutely
made by y'all. The Dry Bones made this show. All y'all said this week was phenomenal. Information to me that should wake up the average person. But guess what? When you are actually the walking dead, and we're taking that into an allegoric symbolism, you could be wide and walking, kicking, screwing this afternoon, but does not mean you are alive in the minds of what's going on in this world right here. This world is dictating on something very diabolical. Only could be defeated with a balance of Mayat. And that means there got to be a... whatever's going on in one direction better be balanced in a serious time frame. I'm just going by what y'all been sending because I said, bringing your calls in from, there's a galactic star system being seen all over the Earth. Said it's coming in the direction. Y'all look it up. See if it's made up. Omnicom? I don't know. Is something coming that we ain't preparing? Anytime a person want to bring you 3364, bringing you in. Anytime people want to watch every move, you got to say, well, who do people want to watch every move? We do. So we replicating ourselves. Somebody sent me a robot that is replicating itself right now. So y'all tell me. is we replicating ourselves into this transhumanism. That's today's program. When I say because that's going to be the big, big story coming up, y'all. Got to tell you that right now. Go ahead. Now, 3364, you in the house. We got the dry bone connecting. Now, y'all sent this information. I said unbelievable stuff. 33, okay, 9927.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. Hold on, my mic. Am I echoing still, y'all?
There you go. I got you. Go ahead. Let me just see.
I got you. Okay, hey, what's going on? So, how much of this Nazism are we going to continue with going through? This is a straight up Nazism. Really?
Well,
I mean,
is your phone
people
on the echo?
Down left and right. They giving you all kinds of vaccines that's expired. Giving kids
right.
expired vaccines that's meant for adults. I mean, this is straight up Nazism. Isn't this what Hitler did in the past? What are we going through here? We
no,
got the aliens taking and took over the whole entire world, and everybody waiting for an alien apocalypse. It's already going on. We got him in the White House. How long are we going to keep Biden in there with his reptilian ass hiding behind a meat suit? He ain't really Biden. Who is Biden?
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. Let's go there. I love this analogy. I love it. It's beautiful to now because for the American people who would go off on the president, this dude looked through the eye. He looked cunning, and he just turns around and walk out like he don't know what's going on. I even had to see my man LL Cool J did something with the teeth. I mean, they got everybody in the cult with him. And, you know, he wants to turn on the Christmas tree for the body. And it had a problem. Something went bad. I said, man, they had to wait a minute for them to do what they did. So, man, there's some crazy stuff going on here. And I agree. He can't be. Now, what if he is? Let's just take your premise to be what it is right now for the sake of debate. What you think the end result now be based on that you saying that, hey, this looks like an alien takeover. Either you do what we say, take this shot, or we're going to cut your lifestyle out. Now, if that ain't hostile, I don't know what is. What you think if he what you say, that's saying what to do. What happened, sister? You went out? All right, let me get some more calls.
They went up. They went up for food. They're locking down their assets. I mean, every country that has bought America is locking down their access. They recolonize all the people that comply, and then those are going to be used for whatever they think the batteries. The batteries to mine the cryptocurrency. They're going to be locked in the metaverse. That's going to be your infinite life. And this is just the beginning of the Matrix. I mean, they tell us everything that they're going to start
right.
doing to us,
right.
but we don't pay attention. This is the
right.
beginning of the Matrix. The metaverse is the new heaven that they're going to have you mentally locked into. Your bodies are going to be used to mine the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and all of that. Then they already know how to clone, so they got the pods already for them to make the synthetic babies to create this new race, which is, remember Logan's Run?
Yep. now, hold
create
on.
The
this
new
where,
race.
Hold on, but this where it gets crazy. Hold on, this where it gets crazy. I'm bringing some more calls in, too. This where it gets crazy. You sent it. I sent some stuff back. Got some stuff from some other y'all, Brother D and all them. And I see that they had made a movie from Brother D and them thread. They had a thread called Omnicon. This movie, everybody, was made in 1963. It's in black and white. Go look it up while you can. You can do two things. It says the subtitle. It's about an alien variant that got to the humans so they can study the humans before they come to take it Earth over. This is what
did you watch Futurama?
Same thing.
Futurama. With now, the alien lore from Omicron Pushy He Ate.
Well, you know, that's my point. Now, is it as far as this matrix is making an illusionary state of mind, like a psychosis where that's all we want to do is vegetate out? This is where the pod story comes into effect, because if people could veg out, and they started telling us, we started watching all these long streaming movies, go veg out day on Westerns and shit. So everybody was just veg out all day long to get caught up. So they got us already on a catch-up stimuli. So far, let me get some more calls on this, because everybody's affected. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 7696, tell me if you're not. We'll figure that one out together. 7696, welcome to the Helios. 7696. All right, I still got your lines open, everybody. Everybody seems to be in good mode. I got your lines open, so feel free to jump in, because as long as we can keep everybody chatting.
Remember when I said I told everybody to watch Colony? I said, watch Colony, y'all, because
yes,
it tells y'all what they get ready to do.
Yeah, you did. Absolutely.
I said, the
and
aliens
again, we watched
been
it.
Here.
I see from watching everything that everybody on this channel is sending each other, and see, I'm hoping to have a content effect to your minds to see that, hey, we're on the right path of seeing. And then, so that's part of the only way to beat something is to know what's coming at you. And based on that, it's still our children are the producers, and some of the people at high level today work amongst this thing. Now, let's go into what you said this thing does. If they want to say they just said they want to, and y'all been talking this, that story about this Akanaki stuff and all this, everybody said, oh, you got different black nationalists. All we know is the white man that, you know, came. Okay, let's just take for the premise the story. Something landed in Africa to claim that continent. It wasn't called Africa. That's not for the sake of debate. But that side of the earth they claim, which is the latitude line. I'm going with the latitude line. I ain't going. That's a whole Pangea story if you want to get that. But say, for instance, it did hit, bam. Whatever it is grew into wanting to grow into whatever made sub, because every species has an enemy, everybody. Every species seem to have an enemy. They just found, I ain't making this up. Y'all said it to me. They find a sea life coming up ain't been seen in a long time. They said they found a piranha, man-eating cannibal fish washed up on the shores of San Diego. All kind of stuff.
That's because
that's
they
coming out
the
there.
Ice
they just
walk.
Seen the great Moby Dick off the Pacific. They said,
They sure did. A white whale.
They did.
Yep.
So
they melted the ice wall. Which
now, something must be coming out of the earth in the bottom pit. See, we keep thinking the pit. We looking in the space sometimes. It could be coming up from the ocean. But listen to me. And if it comes from out of the ocean,
the ice wall is
bone.
And not only that, they've been sending bombs and shit into the ocean and opening it up because of the center. Remember, they went down in the center of the ocean in Antarctica.
Right.
Remember that.
Right.
So now they're melting the Antarctica to get to the other side of the world. Earth is huge. Earth is not a ball. It is a flat plane that has several other worlds connected to it. The white, the winter, the wall, the ice wall itself keeps them from coming over. It's a reason why it's there. So they're going over to the other side of the wall. And then there's another wall on the other side of their plane. I'm telling you, there's more ice walls, more beings, more animals that we have never seen. And we're sitting in the middle of the world. Our whole world is sitting in the middle of another world. We are on a plane, not a globe. It's round, like a circle.
Well,
but
you know,
there's
now,
more worlds.
Somebody
they
made a good analogy
about that.
They found
the original map. There's
remember
more
the gyro
world.
Top? Y'all remember the gyro top? The gyro top was a circle with the band like a globe, but the actual gyro that spent was a flat piece, and when you spent it, it looked like it was going in a circle. and now it was flat. So that premise that you're saying, it has scientists are. It may sound crazy to you, but facts matter. Even you say, well, yeah, just look it up because you got the power at least to see if we're lying. That's the beauty of this. Now, if they got physicists saying this that are in high secret, everybody, and I say, man, science, y'all think this is not a Marvel movie? You know they killing scientists and stuff around the world. Because of Facebook, y'all have taught people to be trained assassins. That's why it was so easy, everybody. Think about it. They just killed Avant's wife, the great producer, and his, you know, his lovely wife. And that shit was so easy, man. It was just easy. This cat, I mean, how he masterminded that just out of nowhere. So there is ways to make your own social media turn to a hit. And it's happening, everybody. All these flash mob stuff, don't you know that they put it on these Facebook? They know who everybody is. So that means they have already put the thing in people and they got them hyped up. Now, if you're in a virtual, it's a movie called The Feed. If The Feed makes you believe you are virtual, everything you're seeing is in front of you too. So now you walk in, they said it causes traumatic brain problem and it makes the people go schizo. This was in a movie called The Feed, everybody. I've seen it from y'all. Y'all tell me, look at stuff. Now, if this is already going on, we got proof of Travis Scott kind of saying this. Y'all been saying this. Now we got the one that when they're going to unleash these zombies because they want everybody, just coming from y'all information, they want everybody to be out of 5G, only on 5G. This is where these vaccinations, Omicron, Decepticon, Megatron comes in. We about to get it on. Y'all ready for some more Helios? We about to take 1, 2, 3 break right quick. We're going to do the thing that we always do because, see, people are smiling at you.
Yeah, when you come back, let's talk about the Xenobots.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I seen that. I flipped the hell. I said, man, what if that's in us? And it's going to come out like the alien. But everybody loves smiling faces.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces sometimes, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Politicians and preachers, man. They're the most smiling motherfucker you ever meet. They love smiling until you ask him a hard question. And here in the great state of Florida, we had Carrie Meeks. She had passed recently. And, great, well-known politician. And I'm going to say it for about time I had with him. And Ray, if you're listening, you was there. Ray Fauntroy was there with us. And we was pushing reparations. That was the rep. I got people to sign all through Perrine and to Richmond Heights. I mean, we into this shit. We got signatures. And Kerry had just became the first black since Reconstruction to actually, you know, probably defeat the history of Florida. No doubt about that one. And I got in and, you know, did her thing. But when it came to that time, she was young. She was young then. They was pushing black folks, oh, reparations. Got to do it in Cobra. And we gets to this place where she's giving a speech and she, boom, she's taking questions. And I had to get up. Y'all know me. I got to get up and ask a question. I said, you know, we got these petitions and we trying to get, you know, in Cobra, blah, blah, blah. And I got all the, I had the pamphlet, the Ray looking happy and shit. And I remember her looking at me, her face went from smiling to serious. I said, uh-oh. She said, that's a noble and most something idea. She said, yeah, but it's just not time for that yet. And she said, but it's coming, it's coming. I said, man, you know, but I felt, I played it off. You know, you played it off. I looked at her like, okay, thank you. And now to know that y'all want to give people being brought in by the regime, it's armies fighting each other. Who you think they making the pathway? My man said Silk Road. That's Silk Road, y'all. They bringing in the Silk Road. See, the Silk Road, oh, man, y'all better do the history on the Silk Road, ancient Silk Road. Put ancient Silk Road, and you're going to be like, damn. That's where all the great wizards traveled. But now I see, I said, man, this is crazy. So we went from what Carrie Meeks just died and passed and within this month right here. And so I hope people realize, just take that time frame where she came in and reparations was at a height and Cobra was at a height. Everybody was hyped up and said in front of everybody in a predominantly white area called Pinecrest, Cutler Bay today. I said, wow. And you see, it never happened, black folks listening today. It never happened. You know why? Because they had already inoculated you. Oh, man. Y'all ready for the... See, you got to clone the slave gene. They already had cloned their people to do it. See, these people coming now here into the country, they cloned to come do what they about to do. They've been just like Orwellian. See, nobody likes to talk about the control mechanism that if this is an ancient alien belief system of control, tell me how it ain't true then about this space story. Space story said we're going to want gold, everything based off gold. You know how much gold is being hoarded through international digital cryptocurrency banks around the world already? They just brought crypto down 10% the other day. They can do it. It's a trick, everybody. I'm going to tell you why I say it. They say they need human energy to do this, right? Well, but what better way to digitize us through the patents that no one talks about? Now, Facebook has banned anybody, including myself. I've been having my trouble with Facebook since the old beginning days. Y'all know that. Now, Facebook won't even put nothing on too deep. Right now, I can't even put stuff on certain times. Already started. Those who conform to Meta or don't conform to Meta is, you know, not that's your business. Being on, if you want, whatever you do to get you what you got to do, but you better listen carefully. It's going to have a ripple effect because they want everybody to be what the sister said, transhuman.
They making money in Metaverse. They selling property, farmland, all kinds of stuff. People buying it up. They selling it. Right. They getting rich off of it. I'm like in the Metaverse.
Right.
Yeah.
So is it a fake reality? Some of y'all lines open. If this a fake reality, then, and hold on, I'm gonna show you how I know it got to be fake. Cause see, even the best football players tell the truth on themselves. They know that they've been told you don't have to take it, but you're gonna reap repercussions if you don't blah blah part of your money. Now those who got real money, like the Aaron Rodgers, even Antonio, because he's such a great player, you see how they really don't want them. They don't want this. Kyrie Irving. So that lets you know that when I found out why I was so pushed for this, I went to the source, China. Now, China is the only country that we can say showed us Godzilla first, showed us Megatron first, showed us, what's the other thing they used to have coming on, the image, M&A, showed us all these space high sci-fi movies was coming to us as kids from China. We didn't even know it was China. Now, somebody got to explain to us if this alien on Earth, I'm going with aliens today. Y'all sent aliens because somehow they know where to look for the rare earth metals. How would that be? So we got to talk this afternoon before football come on. The same people that tell you we ain't racist. Yeah, but the brain, see, they something in that brain too. But we gonna talk. Let me get 31300. Y'all brought this show.
Hey, drop on. You hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Drop on. You hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? What's up? The Lords, all y'all, my Lords. Hey, man, like my man said, this shit is a joke, man. More things I think I know, I don't know shit. I'm still learning. But since you said something about football, I gotta give pay some respects to my big brother that just made the transition Friday. I don't know if y'all know him, heard of Claude Humphrey. All right?
Yeah.
Cause I used to work for the Packers. I used to work for the Packers, man. I was a ball boy. And he was the only cat that came up and talked to me, and I used to sign his cleats, man. But he made a transition, and I don't know if he took that jab or not, because they say he made a transition Friday night, a sudden thing, unexpected. So he might have took that jab, man, but it's all good.
Well, you know,
now you got to watch the Packers, too, huh?
Well, hey, y'all sent it. I found it, too. Just to show you how crazy this is, you go look at the European news, a European doctor, go look it up. He took a fake arm, everybody, and got it jabbed. Mm-hmm. They caught him, though. But this is how desperate people are getting around the world about this. And you don't see it because the media is also, y'all said Megatron, smiling faces. You know, if they could smile, you have to wonder, everybody, how do they stay awake? Some of these people are old as hell.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the cloning thing come in. You know, you figure if I see you when I go to sleep and wake up me seeing you, when your ass sleep, first of all, is one thing you have to ask yourself, how is that even done? They in everything. They everywhere. You know, I mean, are they on super hygienic drugs? Now, here's the drugs I'm trying to tell you. See, the baby eating, and this is where, didn't get it from me. I'm going to the, this is coming from their own world. They said, the reason for the money game in this Caduceus cult is for the organ parts. Once they see a person, this was now Facebook gonna ban this if you put this on. Europe right now is in total chaos in certain parts. Australia, parts of the world is so rabid crazy. Their cult is way higher than we got the major forces. Them cults over there, they got them on supreme lockdown, about to go back with this new Omnicron, Decepticon transmission. This, remember, we gave you the stages. The stages said, but they wouldn't do Qi, which is XI, because the Chinese government told them no, because it was going to make people ask about the Chinese virus more. So they cut it out and gave us the real name from the Italian. And where's Italy? Who's in Italy to everybody? You see, the movie was made in Italy in 1963. I'm 1 year old, and this psychotic movie about aliens is out. Don't have no clue until I get in my 50s to find out they made a movie about a vaccine that we are now under attack with. Let's get some more calls. 1300, you're on the Helios.
Yeah, what's going on, my brother? Great show. Just want to say peace and love to the Dry Bones family. Yeah, bro, it is getting really, like, stupid, man. That's a great movie that you did some research and found that for the family and put that out there.
Yeah, that came from Brother D. Brother D and all them, man. That came from looking up the name that I said in the program. They came back with the thread with the movie. I said, ain't this outrageous?
That's great, man. That's how the connection's supposed to work, bro. But like, you know me, I'm always going to ask about that economic hit that they're trying to pull off. Their sanctions, family,
right.
They're going to put sanctions on you if you don't go along with this. So you might as well get ready. You might as well get you some type of reserve, tangible reserve going to where you'll be able to still stay into the money game, even though they are taking this metaverse and they're going to, I mean, everything's going to be connected. Your vaccine passport is going to be connected to your metaverse. Your metaverse is going to be connected to your bank account. And you will not be able to buy or sell in this land if you don't take that, you don't take that encoding, that mark. So that's why I always refer us back to tangibles. Keep some tangibles. Okay, did you see the markets this week? The markets reversed about at least 2,000-3,000 points. I think the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ combined, bro, those are your equities markets. And then Bitcoin, you never see Bitcoin drop at the same time the equities markets is, because when the equities markets is doing bad, people will take money and put it in Bitcoin as a what they call, whenever you put your money into a safe haven. They call that a safe haven. That's how traders think. They always see, you got to understand, why do they always refer back to gold? These traders, most of these big time J.P. Morgan Chase companies, a lot of these big head companies like money, what they call, I can't think of the other people's name, BlackRock, and you got Goldman Sachs. These guys run the money game. These guys run the bank game. So the banks are doing bad right now, family. And also, you see the Federal Reserve Chairman, he came out scrambling this week, Jerome Powell. He said that now inflation is just here to stay. It's no such thing as transitory anymore. See, they're picking and choosing, family, what they're going to push on us, and they're hoping that you go along with this. But when the
right.
as Drybone stated, a lot of other countries, they're not even reporting on our American media that these countries are in haywire right now. Haywire. And let me put you in some, put some game on your family. China been wearing masks for about 15 years now. So I just want to let that sink in, bro. It's about the money game, family.
Right. Yeah, because China, think about that one. I'm glad you said that, because in all the Godzilla movies and so forth, we never knew why they was there, but we took it as radiation. Now, let's even go more sci-fi than the reality world. See, that's why I say that meta world got you realizing this is sci-fi for real. Think about what you just said about China doing that, and then they've been supposedly, and I'm going to go by what, they're the one part of the world that's been hit with actually nuclear attack. The only one. Those
yes,
nations,
sir.
The Japanese, yes, the Japanese and them have hit, they had Fukushima was their own shit. It had meltdowns. So let's just take that.
Well, Japan just had a meltdown. Remember when the tsunami, what they call it, the tsunami, whatever that thing, the wave
tsunami.
Came through there and knocked out all the power plants.
Right. Now think about that type of move. Now they've been showing us movies about them always getting hit with radiation. That's how come Godzilla came up. Because Godzilla came from what y'all just said, the center of the earth. Now let's get real. Let's get real. Now I told you, this ain't a game. This real.
Yeah, it's
we
like I say,
living.
Man, get your money game right. Get your money
right.
game
no,
right.
No, the money game is there, because think about it. All this is done through the money game, because they saying, oh, we got to do this, that, this, or the electronic. Now remember, like you saying with the cryptocurrency, and all of a sudden,
right.
Look how it went down. It sure did. They showed it went down.
Right.
So basically, you got to be in the loop somehow to which ones to get.
Right.
This is where this information got to go around our people, because the young people today are into this. They phones is gods now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They phones is
but
gods.
But like we always discussed on your show a couple of months ago, you remember the brother came on about the Bitcoin, and I warned him about Bitcoin. I say Bitcoin is very volatile and it's easy to manipulate. You don't want a currency or some type of wealth instrument to fluctuate. You want something that retains its value. And that's why we got to be ready when
so
all of this goes
okay,
down.
So
because when it goes down, all the world currencies are going to pair.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a serious game because it is fluctuating. You have to either get you coins, like other coins to invest in, NFTs, all this other stuff you have to invest in just in case something does go down. You have this in your ledger or that in your ledger.
Drive on. Let me say this real quick. Sister, you know they got Bitcoin. Any type of crypto that you trade, they actually have the metal that you can request and keep it in your I tell people the best way to keep your savings or anything that's valuable, keep it under your mattress. So that way when they hit the buttons and Bitcoin go dark, your bank's going to go dark, your power going to go dark. So
hold on, hold on, hold on. Everybody listen up.
That's why they have the ledger that is not connected to anything. It's just like a chip. It's like a flash drive. You put all your coins on your flash drive, and then that protects you. So if it does go down, you have all your coins and anything you got on your drive,
correct,
your ledger.
But you gotta have, when you stick that drive into something, it gotta be something connected to crude oil, because crude oil is how we get all our energy nowadays. So if you can't light up a screen, or they control the energy to make that zip drive work, how are you going to make it work unless you got some solar panel somewhere where you can say, okay, well, let me show you what I got. But then you're still only showing them.
Let me ask you this, because y'all getting deep in that. I want to carry it to another level with that. But let's just say, for instance, I don't know if any of us got enough Bitcoin to really worry at the moment, but say, for instance, those of us starting to invest, we see this program going on at least another a year faking with the up and down, and they make up the debt ceiling. And all this money they got, they do have a lot of money, everybody. They just don't give it the way they want to give it. Say it does go out, but the key word is what you said, if it goes dark. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, they say key words on the TV for us. Your boy Biden saying we might have a dark winter. Remember he said that, everybody? That just means...
Correct.
That could just mean the energy would be cut off in certain sectors, just like y'all said, which would cause a hell of a problem to them bank systems that's hooked up that they want to destroy. And the ones they don't want to destroy, they have their own, what y'all just said, offshore, or actually could have a satellite connection based on all the new technology up in the sky or different locations that we don't know about.
Well, they're not going dark.
If it goes dark, like people said, it couldn't go dark in Texas. It went dark in Texas. Texas got frozen when it went dark.
Hawaii is faced with a blizzard. Everybody knows they control the weather. Now,
that's another thing. Y'all been saying they've been controlling the weather. That's what I'm trying to get people to say. When we say "been," we gonna say these aliens, because y'all can't even say they're human. Really? Y'all just said it. Y'all can't say these people human. You have no way.
Correct. Let me ask you a question, Dry Bones, real quick. What's the closest technology to alien technology that we have right now? And who controls that technology?
Yeah. The AI.
We're talking about cyber warfare, talking about cyber technology. And think about it, two sisters. Those semiconductors, who run that game? That zip drive made out of semiconductors. Little microchip.
It's also made out of metal. It's also made out of metal. The processing chips, they coated with melanin, man. The one that looked like black and it got them all them gold prongs on it, it's black on the top. They put melanin on the damn computer chips, man. So when they say some shit going dark, I love it, because I looked in the mirror and I see a dark motherfucker like me. So that's good. I noticed when they say something dark, I love it, man. Because when I looked in the mirror, I'm fucking dark and black as midnight 12:30. So it's all good, man. So you got to remember
Brother West,
man.
And Brother West, it's funny that you say that, because this is going to be an opportunity for the dark people to make their come up if you are prepared for it. But if you're not prepared, you will suffer.
Yeah. Well, that's the key. That's the key word to this whole program, y'all. It says it was five ways. Y'all see the ways it's going. That means get prepared. Y'all saying your own prophecy. Everybody's singing their own prophecy right now as we speak.
So is it
going to
be three decades?
It's sad to say. It's sad to say, but we don't know how long it's going to take because time is infinite. So it may seem long to us, but it ain't long. Let me go 8079.
Hey, good morning, Dry Bones. It's a very interesting program, and everybody is on point here. It's funny that it's not funny, but as far as New York State, they always got over a million people detected with COVID. So that's that $4,000 right there. You know, since COVID been happening, every week it's a million some people, never under a million. Another thing about the stock market, if Yellen spoke, the stock market went down. Then right after her, Powell spoke, the stock market went down. But that Dr. Gottlieb, when he spoke, that joint dropped 10 points, bruh. So they are playing with the stock market. They wanted to go down, up, whatever way they wanted to go is going. You know, and as far as back to New York State, it's a senator from New York State Assembly that done said that they want to hook the vaccination up to your health care. If you go into the hospital and you got any type of C-19 in your body or whatever, that they trying to say that the insurance company is not going to cover you because you didn't get the jab. I mean, there's so much stuff out here happening, bro. You got to stay on top of it.
Yeah, that's why I love this program, because, you see, this is what I've been saying. Y'all been saying, y'all proof that what we saying, all of us, is living prophecy. Now, I thought about that as well. They're going to do it. I see it coming. I don't know. Now, here's what gets deep, everybody.
But you don't have to have more than two jabs or three jabs. So they playing with your mind. You comply to that, then you're just going to become that slave.
Because you can't comply.
We got to
resist somewhere.
St. Louis. I hear St. Louis.
Let me hear,
brother.
Yeah.
I think it's St. Louis.
Yeah. Dry Bones, how everybody doing? Yeah, I wanted to comment on, that's a lot of those, you know, over these years, all them rich families, you know, how they've been kind of like not been playing fair with each other. But, you know, they done let a lot of those them young people that's in their families been playing with their money. You know what I'm saying, with the stock market. So that's what a lot of stuff was going on too, with that money wars, because people wealth is tied up in all, you know, people families wealth is tied up in whatever's going on with the changing of whatever's going to be for the next, you know what I'm saying, for
generation
the or whatever.
Right, because they like the generational. Yeah. Some people got generational wealth that. And they would go off on each other to keep that generational wealth in the family. That's facts that we see it all the time. And the young people are the ones, because their phones is part of it. Because y'all saying that they're going to hook this up to the meta, to the everything, your phone. And right now, I'm seeing all age groups fixated with these phones. These phones on broke up people's relationship. These phones on God people. These phones are panopticons, and we are the ones who are panopticons, because many of you use spyware on anything that you can possibly do. If you can get some, you got family, girlfriends, cousins, everybody know how to do certain things. They made it where you can see everything you
but
do.
Look,
you got people looking
but
you up.
Look, long as you don't lie, long as you keep everything open, you know what I'm saying?
Right, now this word gets deep. This, now I'm glad you said it, because it's going to be people now. The debate going to be, and I'm y'all going to be in debate as well, people of God, do you want this or do you want that? It's either this or that, and ain't no coming back. So this is where we at, because your children are the next generation who don't even know that they going to be eaten alive once they take this stuff. And let's just say this, everybody, for the sake of argument. If the microchip biblical story is true, just to say this, what better time frame of listening to this for the first time? Because this is almost like Jim Jones shit. It really is. It's like Jim Jones shit. It's like in Guyana where they took the Kool-Aid, and then boom. That's how deep this is. Because psychologically, people believe the government. Now, we just showed y'all, and I'm going to tell you how our people is. You got to be careful. Y'all sipping this Boulay tape. Somebody did that Vanguard group of black folks that we've been talking about. I'm telling you, something happened, y'all.
What's going on with Kamala Harris?
No, that's almost impossible that we would be this brainwashed by if we are the alien group, like my man say, melanin, they can use melanin. This is the time for us to come up. The people that I'm seeing now that's in power, that's following this deranged agenda that we are talking about, is primarily blackface as well. This is where it gets to be very complex on us, because if the aliens can reproduce themselves, and some people know that we got some diabolical family members. They're diabolical. There's no doubt about it. You might not want to admit it, but there's somebody in each of our bloodlines that's going through the same craziness right now. They hooked up to this. You can buy anything. They got our young people taking movies of themselves in school now. People are, you see the text messages before you kill people, the whole school know, but they don't. This got to be something that we as watching through our own movie lens. Now, the question is, how do we stop it? That's going to be the next phase of this program. If you've been warned enough, you know that religion, your family members will argue with you on that. That's a fact. All of us been deceived by religion. Just about everyone in this line has been deceived of some form of messiahship mentality. Some form of.
Yeah, like it's my man it. Said, man, we're in the day of judgment, man. You got a choice.
Yeah.
How you going to roll?
That's what I'm going with.
We'll be saved, man.
Right. That's the day of judgment.
And then y'all saying it's my art. No, it's my art or either my heart. My heart. How your heart working? Don't go by no my art. It's my heart. How your heart doing? How you doing? And then y'all talking about the market fluctuate. Hey, that's vibration, man. Everything move, man. Nothing stay the goddamn same, man. Okay, so everything changes, the vibrating, going up and down, left and right, man. So inside, outside. So that's the way it is, man, the way the universe go, man. So everything vibrates, bro. You got to roll with it.
We got to roll with it. I like that one. I ain't going to tell you can't roll with it. That's what we're doing now. We rolling with the punches. We just trying to make sure we get up and not try to get knocked back down. But at least with this world we got, if everything is hooked up to this now, again, my judgment is on what everybody's, not mine, but my own. Like you say, your own heart weighs yourself into my heart. It's weighing your own heart. Same token, though. We've been told that we are a nation of peoples, so have endowed rights. How all this came about was from black folks saying that we was a rightful people. We was this, that, this. So if we are that, then the day will be the day that a judgment will make sure that. But if not, then we're going in another direction, and then we will have to roll with that. So that's how I look at it. Now, I'm going to play a few minutes or something for you quick, because I want y'all to know that Canada, which is right above y'all, has been coming back and forth. That's a big experiment there. Because remember, they was there during the Bills game. They were so happy to escape Canada. That's how deep this was. You talking about happy? They was happy. Now, what's going on in these states? Now, before we start this, I want y'all to think about before this. We had sacrificial killings, they claim, of the designer. While all this is going on, Epstein case is going on. That's a money game in itself. He was investment bankers. See, they really can't expose us so much of it. That's why they had them shootings.
Drop on. And check this out. They showed some of the people that was on the damn flights with Epstein, where they was going, doing their stay. And they said one of them, man, they said Chris Tucker was on one of them flights, man.
Oh, I don't doubt. I think every black...
It's more than Chris Tucker.
It's probably be bad sleeves. I could see Eddie Murphy. I could see a bunch of them doing that. Because it's like pimping in the sky.
You're right,
what?
Bro.
It's pimping in the sky. Now, here I look. The investment, I watched the investment thing on the girl. The girl was already
hooked
up. How many
flight points do you got, Bo?
She was hooked up to Mossad. Her daddy was with Mossad. This is factual. I said, man, they're with Israel. Man, let me tell y'all something, man. Mostly everybody we named. Now, I told you what this thing is. It's of this cabal called the Sabbatarians. See, these names is real. They worship them shit like they say. They worship these star systems. Now, just found out, a lot of people don't realize, American Horror Story, all those characters, American Horror Story, is the Zodiac sign. Each one of them. Each one. When I found out who was Libra, I almost passed out. It was amazing. Now, just go to show they're saying they worship in the star system. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's going on in Canada and going on across the world. We got to see what's going on in the world because America is like a bastion, man. Everybody's coming here. Imagine how crazy it's going to be when black folks see they gave these people $40 million together or $500,000. That's going to create total chaos as well. That's why I'm warning y'all, watch how these politic games going to be played out for this next election. We ain't got no 3 years. We got 3.5 since this record might be the time of that 3.5. Because this, once the next election time, that immigration bill that got everybody coming, they can vote without being an immigrant, will change the shift. That has nothing to do with your melanin. Some people blacker than you coming in. Them people blacker than
you
coming in.
Yeah, you talking
in.
About that bill that they got in New York. They that's the one you're talking about?
Right, the one that they can vote. They're going to be able to vote in New York State.
800,000 people, 8,000 immigrants. All you got to have is 20 days of a green card in America, and you can vote in the next coming local New York elections.
Now you tell me everybody.
And see, that's where the power at, local.
Now, they black as you. So I don't know about all that black stuff, what the stuff going to be working when they get all the stuff that you know, they come in and get that much money. That's a hell of a fluctuation to take. So that's pivotal.
They done said, the Democrats said, we don't need y'all vote, black people. Democrats came out in New York and said it. Say, we good.
So we became the sacrificial lamb again. Now, I'm going to play this part just 3 minutes because, remember, y'all was warned about before the COVID when we showed y'all that Canada was really outrageous. And they gave us the warning.
To be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one. Most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time. On that, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time. On that, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Hey, drop on. You hear me? You got kicked
out
there.
You
hear me, bro?
That will get attention this time. It's incredible that he could say that and not be challenged on it. What do you mean by that, Bill? Do you know something that we don't? How do you know what viruses are coming next? And why are you smiling about this? A new, more deadly virus released in the next few months would be a major blow to the resistance movement, in my opinion, and would likely cow the general public back into further submission to government mandates. Daily new cases of COVID-21 hospitalizations and COVID-19 and COVID-21 will exceed medical care facilities' capacity, expected Q1 to Q2 2021. Enhanced lockdown restrictions, referred to as third lockdown, will be implemented. Full travel restrictions will be imposed, including interprovince and intercity, expected Q2 2021. Transitioning of individuals into the Universal Basic Income Program, expected mid-Q2 2021. That's a lot sooner than I would have expected. Projected supply chain breakdowns, inventory shortages, large economic instability, expected late Q2 2021. Deployment of military personnel into major metropolitan areas, as well as all major roadways, to establish travel checkpoints, restrict travel and movement, provide logistical support to the area, expected by Q3 2021. So far, this sounds pretty much what I had anticipated was going to happen, but the timescale seems a little premature. This all seems way too fast, in my opinion. But it is possible that the globalists are accelerating their plans, given that they really aren't encountering as much resistance as they probably thought they would. This next part is where things get really heavy. Along with that provided roadmap, the Strategic Planning Committee
was asked to design an effective way of transitioning Canadians to meet an unprecedented economic endeavor, one that would change the face of Canada and forever alter the lives of Canadians. What we were told was that in order to offset what was essentially an economic collapse on an international scale, that the federal government was going to offer Canadians a total debt relief. This is how it works. The federal government will offer to eliminate all personal debts, mortgages, loans, credit cards, etc., which all funding will be provided to Canada by the IMF under what will become known as the World Debt Reset Program. In exchange for acceptance of this total debt forgiveness, the individual would forfeit ownership of any and all property and assets forever. The individual would also have to agree to partake in the COVID-19 and COVID-21 vaccination schedule, which would provide the individual with unrestricted travel and unrestricted living, even under a full lockdown, through the use of photo identification referred to as Canada's Health Pass. This is basically what we've suspected all along, although I did not anticipate an individual debt forgiveness program. We've known about health passports like COVID Pass, Common Pass, and the Health Passport Ireland for some time now. We've also known that they have wanted to introduce a world where we couldn't travel, work, go to the shops without being involved in a digital beast system. Essentially, it's join the population control network or get left behind, become a pariah, cut off from basic services, and cut off from the ability to buy food or have a job or any kind of life, really. You'll be on the fringes of society. No vaccine passport, no life, basically. Gaining.
Now, this is actually going on because when they had to come back from Buffalo to Canada, Toronto, they had to get tested again. They couldn't even come. They can come over without least resistance over here. And to get back, they had to be tested to get back into the country. So this is what's going on as we speak.
That's the scam.
As we
That's
speak.
The scam right there.
Hey, yeah. Bone. Boy, this shit deep, man. They sweetened it apart, man, talking about debt relief to get their mortgage, man. But that devil Bill Gates, man, every time I hear his fucking voice, man. Every time I hear Bill Gates' voice, man, I see sound like something
that's
about the Gates of Hell. He got the right name.
That's Bill Gates. He's putting out the
Gates. Yeah, but right. I'm working at I'm working at Microsoft right now, man. I'm getting some of that Microsoft money for a minute, but god damn, bro.
Hey, Bob. Hey, don't tell it, man. Don't give it. You ain't supposed to give me your location. We might need internet. We need fires in heaven. You give it away to the location.
Hey, Bob.
What the? Oh, man. I'm just having.
Hey,
that's why we on the heels, because you got to be able to laugh at some of this bull. I heard somebody say, Bones, go ahead, jump in. Fit in. Jump
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. And that kind of explains the migration that we've seen over the years, especially down here in South Florida. You know, we see a whole influx of Canadians, Quebec and Saskatchewan, and they have trailer homes down here, and they're riding around like all our day. Besides the good weather, this year round, and so that kind of explains why they get to move freely to and from and their location, and they have the economic dollars. And when we look at the healthcare system that they wanted to implement here, the free market system, what they have in Canada, right? Now, and it's socialist setup. It has a socialist setup, but the only thing that system or this system that is coming is going to incur is that when everybody comes down with this so-called whatever it may be, there are only going to be a handful of doctors that may be able, it's going to be a whole waiting list line. So whatever your number is, if you don't know about healing yourself and doing all the things that you need to do, mentally, spiritually, physically, and being able to hunt and fish and do whatever and whatever it is that you need to be before you are actually seen by
But no, you make it crazy. People gotta take their own you have to say, do I need all this outside activity at time and break away? Because that's what that whole Matrix movie was based upon. Breaking away was going back to Zion. That's like going into your inner self. And going in the Matrix, you had to be a part of the Matrix. We didn't know that the Matrix was going to be such a reality of our life now. Now, let me just ask y'all some questions, though, because y'all heard the leaks, you heard this. A lot of people don't take this now. I'm gonna tell you straight up. I could take all you y'all like analysts yourself. Just analyze your own reality. I see a lot of members being, so you almost have to be careful how you tell a person who, you know, may look at you or yourself and say, well, what you telling me for? You ain't gonna do it. You know, they might come back at you kind of nasty because you telling them don't do it because this. You got to look at people where they at. So where they at now? You almost like psychologists to the Matrix because you have to look at your enemy now, smiling face. You don't know what you're looking at really. So, and the actions only can tell you what they really think. And so, basically, those of us now on pensions, those of us on certain things, reality is coming, will come in. And to me as well, our jobs, these luckily we in Florida right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how, I'm going to be honest with you. With this mandate, let's be honest, everybody. That means the corporation's got to be behind it, too. No doubt, because the key word was you the mandate. It's really real for you to do it. We found out recently because those of you into the lost aspects, it was found unconstitutional in 4 states. It was blocked out. So let's give up the real. See, there's people fighting on all fronts in this because they can see where the power struggle is at and how it can mess up your perfect balance of how we live today with spirituality able to be at the forefront. Because when spirituality is crushed by evilness, man, it cannot live. So it got to be some forces. So right now we found out 4 states. And there's 5 states that are already implementing universal income, already implemented. So it's implemented like they just said it would be. And the thing with the Black America, which I call the indigenous species syndrome, to know that we allow a group of people to get degrees and then tell us that we were shipping Africans over here, knowing that when W. Du Bois made that book, The Soul of Black Folks, he put in the psyche, because it was paid for and bought for by the Sabbateans. That's all I'm going to say until we get deep. Oh, y'all, see that? See, this is where it gets deep at. You see, this card here had a lot to do what would happen over here. See, they was able to get the birthright signed away on provocation of civil rights. They never brought a bunch of Africans over here. This is in their own words. The men that was fighting this provocative bullshit was different groups of the Huguenots and the Mennonites and all these other groups that came out of this European contrive or construct, which sister said Nazism and all that stuff, white supremacy, all that was festered into this as well. White supremacy is only 1700s. It's not even. It's a thought pattern. It never was past 1700s. White supremacy. So right there should be like a ding, ding. It was. Wait a minute. Something called white supremacy was brought to fruition only 400 years ago. A year later than the letter J, which is now, you know, so these keywords is witchcraft and energy because these flows of words have caused us to believe in these cults. And family members believe them just like you because they're part of your DNA. And some of them won't even talk to you about what we talk about because it's sacrilegious what we're saying about Jesus to some people. Oh, yeah. They could be right in your home. Yep. You can't say it on your grandma's Jesus ain't shit. Jesus ain't made up. Oh, they're going to cardiac arrest. You got to be careful.
Yep.
You got to be careful today.
You're right.
Where we at. But the cult that did it got our people to tell in books the concept was to pretend like we was over in Africa. I'm not making this up. This come out their own. You better look at what I'm telling you. Because that's what the whole Liberian movement was about. The fake like we was over there. But they was missionary spies for the Vatican. Look it up. First thing they did was enslave the people in that part of Liberia. Look it up. Never talked about how the people got there and what they did to get rich. But this word got deep, everybody. They said that the the black Indians, Native Americans, they had pictures that would be seen. This came on a documentary. Y'all sent me about the Boule. It was beautiful pictures. I seen it for myself. I seen how they can do the school, but they went and used a sex game. All you got to do is have sex with about 20 to 25 women on a constant basis. Boom, 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 boom. You got your tribe of new people, especially if you another people. And you train them to be the new people by usurping, even though it's bloodline. That's what happened. So they got the ones that they got to do this was called that Boule tribe that was here. That Boule tribe pretended that they knew that the immigration law, that's why I started watching immigration, everybody. Listen carefully. I'm going to let y'all talk a little bit real long. The immigration game got to be the aliens' biggest game because look what they call them, aliens. Then they say remember, the white people didn't want no more blacks. They were outnumbered from the very beginning from the people that were already here. They even admitted that we already outnumbered. This came out there. Calhoun, all of them had debates about cutting off the African slave trade that was actually more primarily going into South America. That's why Brazil is the largest group. Makes sense, don't it? Duh. So now, this lie about us being from that. The majority was never from there. They might have, I'm telling you, just came out their own ledgers and books. They never brought enough Africans to start taking it. They might have brought some and stuff, print a few of them here and there. The group was already, when they started to realize they was going against their own selves, they stopped that African slave trade. They said, no, that's what that debate was. No more, because we already outnumbered already. So think about that one when you think about immigration. To get the first native people to forget they was from here is skillful as hell. Unbelievable.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
And once we realize, once we realize we outnumber them demons, we got them, man. See, they're making us think that we the minority, but we the majority, man.
Well,
that's all y'all got to remember. We outnumber them.
As the people that's been here a long time, but remember, we're talking about groups that's coming over here as well that because they look like us, do not assimilate the same culture as one. It might have some similarity, but we see that that's not the truth. That's why it's been a debate about what's going on in America when it comes to, because they're talking about black America using the term that's considered America their home as I'm American, black American. Now, what happens with this connotation creates another class of people. Y'all been saying this forever. So obviously it's effective because y'all been saying it. Other groups will say. So now now we got to think about that. Then what the new one's going to be that's coming in. Now, if you are made in the same status as the ones that's been here the longest, and now they can come in and take, they don't care about the blacks that gave all their votes to this group. You're dispensable. You just heard it for yourself. That's why they got black. They want the blacks to take the vaccine. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all better think about this. They know that we are the least group. They know this. Every Jamaican, Haitians, remember, a lot of people think it's wicked, too, to take this. It's part of their, you know, mind, too. So they got a bunch of ethnic, diverse blacks throughout this so-called America who will not take it because they've proven that blacks are the least. They said all across the board. The least to take these shots because of our experience, what happens to us. Now, this is where we can beat it. We got the documents. Dr. Fauci is in medical apartheid. You got to ask yourself, what group of blacks even brought Fauci up? They got Fauci on the Griot channel, everybody. That's a black channel that got some good old black-ass movies we loved watching back in the day. Still come on, good ones. I mean, I just watched Bojangles the other day. Man, that was a great-ass movie, man. That was an excellent movie. Gregory Hines, and I said to myself, I'm watching the commercials, and I'm noticing they bringing on new world order people. They brought on, we got to have Dr. Anthony Fauci. They was promoting Fauci on this channel. And this is a black perspective channel, no other perspective but this one view. And I said to myself, and I watch it all the time, I started paying attention. I hope y'all agree with me because y'all been watching it too. Isn't it strange that our show...
Yeah, you're right.
Isn't it strange that our show
right,
are promoting... Bro. A man that's in a medical apartheid, that's why you know this group that I'm talking about called the Boule. Man, we better do a double take because that's really the issue at hand. As our species mutated against itself, because you can mutate a species. Oh, yes. Yes, you can. Mentally first. Oh, yeah. And Jesus is a major character in the psyche of black. Now, we know this to be fact. We got heard from Farrakhan, Yahweh. Everybody know the black church is wealthy as hell. Wealthiest thing besides narcotics is the church. Narcotics is right there with it. So we know we ain't got no businesses. First and foremost, no way another group can come over out of nowhere. Let's be honest with ourselves. Out of nowhere. You've been in the neighborhood for 50, 60 years. And they've been there maybe 9 months. They got a remodeled house. New tower. You be like, hey, a year later, 3 boats, a camper, and then right after that, we losing houses. We got motherfuckers got family on gave them the house, and they don't lost the shit. Don't tell nobody they can't afford it. Say, like, you know, tell the family, hey, you know, can y'all help? Maybe we can invest in this new house. We can redo it and everybody get a cut. Let's do something. No. I'd rather let the shit go down. This going on across the whole country. So now they know. I'm telling you, it's like a God movie. Can't you see this is a Bible movie? Just like the children of Israel, the opposite. Think the opposite. They had everything. Now I lost it. That's all. And I lost them. That's similar to this movie we playing. Now, you can't tell me this is not made by some, oh, this happened by a circumstance. No, this happened by divine. How does every neighborhood in America get deoccupied by another group? Should be the biggest question in the psyche of black America right now. And I'm going for those who've been here forever, ever, ever, and you know what America's been like. From Alabama, you from Mississippi, you from Texas. The islands is totally different to that psyche than the psyche on the mainland. That's just how it is. The island psyche is of pirate understanding. And I'm going to say that one more time. It's of a pirate understanding. Most of the Caribbean islands is under still pirate law. They just gave Barbados back its power from the queen, but they still part of the Commonwealth. What you think that means? That's another nation that is possibly going to give everybody in their nation a shot. Mark my words. How about y'all want to make some bets on that one? See, we might have to gamble within ourselves to get rich. How much y'all want to bet that they start telling their people they got to do the vaccination? Betcha. Let me go to 7696.
Hey, that's nice. Job Holmes. My phone had dropped. I had got back in there.
Try to get back in here before. Yeah, if you ain't in this by 1:30, boy, they'll cut us off. Let me go. I see a couple of y'all got cut off. Let me go to 8.
Bro D, say open up his line, man, if you can. Bro D.
Yeah. Okay, Brother D, let me go back up. Okay, because I went all the way down. A lot of the hands are up. I do got 3364. I'm looking for Brother D. There you go. That Brother D. All right, I'm looking. Y'all could go here while I'm looking, because a lot of y'all got your hands up.
Hey, if you got your hands up. What's up, man?
Somebody else just dropped. I don't know if they're dropping the people. But go ahead. I'm trying to put y'all in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Robert D. from Chicago, but I'm not in Chicago. I'm in Tennessee. Tennessee is the fourth freest state in the country. All the vaccine mandates, masks, the governor, they're crossing all that bullshit out. Now, unfortunately, in Chicago right now, the epidemic that's within the pandemic is actually the carjacking. And the mayor just made that announcement a few days ago. But the thing is, you wouldn't know that because all the COVID stuff that's going on. But literally, man, we're talking about, I guess in my situation now, I'm talking about tail literally between two states and two cities. Total yep. opposite. Yep. So it all depends. Like I said, it all depends on where you live at. But surprisingly, you still got a few people up here still taking that jab, whatever. But the governor pretty much already said that, hey, you ain't got to worry about that stuff up here. But like I said, it's that fear factor is making people do that anyway. And it's funny you mentioned the thing about the property situation within the family. Just like I was talking to a family member just a few days ago, and I was saying, hey, something happened to me. You know, you need to go ahead and, you know, take over the property. He was like, nah, I'm good. Too old. I don't want to be bothered with it. So it's going to be one of them situations where I'm going to have to figure something out. But it's like some of the younger people, not all of them, but it's just they don't have that mindset now of, you know, ownership or want to take care of anything, you know, but it's just, hey, bro, unfortunately, it's just mindset with some of our younger people now.
Hey, bro.
They're
turning
what we were talking about.
They're turning those blue states into the exact same things that we saw in the video. It's Grand Theft Auto. All those blue states, all those democratically mayors and governors, they're towing the corporatocracy line where these states like San Francisco, it's going to be Grand Theft Auto. I'm telling you, even in Chicago, as I watch videos, these cats, they going in stores and they're hurting. I don't know if they're paid crisis actors, but they're doing the BLM or the people that took on the BLM movement that actually believe in the BLM movement, but it's a whole totally different faction. That Antifa, that communist faction, all in one. That theory, that shit, all in one.
Yeah. Now y'all said this, y'all been saying this, and I agree with y'all 100% on basically we having this capitalism. In order for capitalism to collapse, you got to have programs to to destabilize it, and that's what we're fighting, the destabilization of, do we want...
You got to bust it down before you can build it back up. We've seen it in Detroit.
Right, because in order to build something up, let's be honest, if we allow for the catastrophe to continue, and this ain't far off, because I don't even see this being no more than a five-year projection. If people don't really pay attention to all that's going down, and I know we are because I'm setting up for what they're going to do. The trilogy you're going to see coming up is people are going to get mad here in America when they start to go neo-Nazi on your ass. And it's going to be because what happens is...
In Chicago, I don't even know that because them people are so goddamn brain dead because of the COVID. And it's like, I'm going to give you an example. Just like the other day, I was at the barbershop. Now, I'm talking about with the property taxes going up. People end up leaving because they came for the property tax. But he talked about the goddamn Michigan, Ohio State game had all them people there and people caught COVID. And I'm like, dude, some of our people, unfortunately, we just got to leave them behind. We got to do what we got to do. Because this is how brainwashing this shit is deep.
No, dude, that's why we had this program because we need to deprogram because you would be surrounded by this all the time. You would go particularly crazy if you don't get people of like minds. And that's just the beauty of what this is
right,
about.
Right,
let's understand this too. The property tax now, I'm going to tell you how we know they're playing witchcraft. That's why I keep telling you, this is some serious demon. We can see, look at James Psaki. I'm going to want you to look at how this shit works. These are cold-blooded liars. I mean, they could lie so good, and you know, you're like, damn, I know the politicians in the world lie. I mean, just common sense. People lie in the regular world, husband, wives, boyfriend, friends. But just how somebody could say, the man asked what you just brought up. He said, do you think that people could get together, organize, loot a building? Or do you think that's connected to to COVID? She said, yes, we believe COVID. I said, man, when you could say COVID, now that's why I said, wait a minute, what did she just say? They probably know we got the shit in them to do this. That's when we told you they can create a riot. I heard that scientist say that. That scientist said we can create a riot.
And don't be surprised if these certain businesses are always getting looted. Not insurance. They don't think they know this already?
I'm thinking like this.
Get paid off the insurance company.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, in my opinion, like I said before, we to tell people about it, it's like we've been told about it. I was told about this, but somehow it was I was drawn in at a different time that made you see it a little bit. And I went through ups and downs with seeing all this, like I told you about Kerry Meeks. You know, I believed our people was really going to do some things with politics that was beneficial, but there is a secret order vanguard. And that vanguard has a lot to do because most of our people want to be prestigious. Now, we just found out that the AKA was hoeing. They had a hoe ring in Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all sent it to me.
And that's a sorority your vice president is involved in, and Michelle Obama. Yeah. Same organization, right. AKA, same organization.
Right. Right. Now, they put it out there, not me. It actually stated that if you could not pay for your pledge, we got other ways for you to make money to pay off your pledge. Now, that's some deep shit. So remember we talked about pussy being the
No pun intended, huh?
Right. They set it up. Now we got to see. That's why I'm trying to tell you, be careful what we see, because when you look too deep, you're going to find yourself there. I always told you, nothing's too far out. Now, the same fraternity is where Kamala Harris come from. We heard she was fucking her way up to the top. So the fuck game is what they've been doing. Plain and simple. And now we see, like we told you, I don't know how this is going to turn out the way that the sex game is being played and everything. You know, all I can know is that COVID, and you heard them say, and I hate to say it, whoever you date now, they got to be close to the mind of something, because right now, you might be with somebody you really care about, love, and everything. And when it gets down to this next round, like the man said, Bill Gates, the next round will be way more, believable. So what are they using with this thing to make it way more believable?
And but you right, but you see, that's the key word, believable. That's the whole thing. It's like,
right.
You believe this shit, they got you. It starts with the mind, bro.
That's right. So we see that they're getting paid. Y'all see that. Now, only time you get somebody in your family, if you see anybody in your family, all you got to do is get the slightest glimmer of light that they understand. That's when you get them. You say, hey, come on, let me show you something. Because what happens is, their job's going to start scaring them, because they ain't gonna believe what they're going to tell this next round of employees, people. I'm telling you straight up, in the county of Miami-Dade, the new hires don't get nothing like we getting. They're going to be getting universal income. The new hires are now being told they got to take the either be tested or get vaccinated. Us who had the union, now here we get the sellout group now. We've got to watch this group now. I'm for the union, believe me. I think union people should get the wages they deserve, you know, blah, blah. But if the union has made the smiling faces, beware of the handshake, and that's a fact.
If they made that alliance, you're done.
That means they made an alignment for some futuristic contract. May not be the one we're in now. So this is pertinent. I tell people, in my life, this is pertinent time. I can't listen to nothing hypocritical. You got to do what you feel. The thing about this is, if somebody warned you that, hey, you know, I was warned, and it may be dumb, but you better start using that religious status. Or guess what you better say you is? Yeah, I'm Jewish. Yeah, try that one.
Because I know in the state of Washington, one of the football coaches for Washington State had got lost his job because he refused the COVID shot, but then they didn't religious exemptions. When they come out, not giving you an option for the exemption now, you better watch out.
Now, that's where it gets deep, because this is why law and order. See, that's why that Catholic law, like you said, brother, Westall, I've been saying, but remember, to have perfect balance, it got to be a constant, and constant light is what we see. So basically, that's why I say you see good and evil. You can't see that wave light good. Usually, you see it when it comes to the prism, which is that light. And these people that we deal with have taught us that this is basically alien worship or alien way when we've seen the heavens and earth. So if this is what they're showing us now, and let's be honest, everything done through the celestial right now. You see these deaths. Have y'all seen, we got kids getting shot,
hijacking, you name it going on almost everywhere. But I'm going to be honest, they don't show you good news. Now, I must tell y'all something. If you don't watch, you want to have a balance, go to your regular MSN, punch in good news. When you punch in good news, they start to tell you all the good stuff you can eat, where you can find this. See, the bad news, that's why I keep telling you, they got four hemispheres they keep your mind in. The bad news, I think, is in the back hemisphere. In the north, they got no light, so they want to keep you in them hemispheres that keep you at a constant standstill. So what they do is give us a dose of all gossip and bad news mixed in with sex and gladiator, that's Roman stuff, gladiator, events. Boom. Good news, man. You find out, man.
The sports.
Buying people. I didn't even know. So you got some good-hearted people. People brought a girl, black girl, was a black dude, was walking to work far. The employers brought him a car. I said, dude, you got people who donated their body parts to help people they didn't even know. You got so much energy of what's really. I seen a girl who was quadriplegic here in Miami. She was a quadriplegic. She painted with her mouth, Tupac and everything. She just got recognition down here at the festival here. Those are stories when you think about it, how bad we sometimes see things delight us, people who got these things that happen to them in life, and they still want to see good life. That's encouragement. And I tell people all the time, we ain't even in that condition, so we got way more power at times because we got all five limbs, all five senses at some times. And so this is where we at in this world, but we're going to get deep because guess what? That's what we do. Now, I'm asking y'all, can anybody tell me why we cannot disembowel these people from these positions? How's that done? Now, either what group is being fueled to keep this party and eating their young? See, that consumption that blacks have for this party that is legally, I mean, they will argue to death about this Democratic Party. And then when I go deep into the other party, I see us as the foundation of that Republican Party. Leads me back to the indigenous, actually. So I'm trying to figure out isn't it amazing that the party that got a lot of history behind it with us seems to be the most hated by us, and the party that had the most tactics of hate, deceitful lying, is the most beloved party of our population of people. I mean, is that a remnant of disparity where that's why it says, I ain't come for everybody. I'm on that level now. Been on that for a long time. You can't go make it to say the masses see it saving should get be out your mind right now. You ain't saving no masses. No. Start thinking.
Hey, Dry Bones, can you hear me?
Yeah. Start thinking how you can save your own micro world that you just speak in, and then that's where you start, because the politicians prove it. Go up and politicians are smiling faces, man. They'll smile, and then they pat you on the back, knowing that you won't get none of the benefits because they don't hold it back. Go ahead.
You know, I think there's a slight opening in the door right now for definitely Black America, what you want to call it, for indigenous native right now, because that old guard is dying off. A lot of the old politicians, they're dying off right now, but there's a small gap opening to be able to now shift and change leadership. You know, Bethune Cookman, we know, sold the Black vote. I don't know if it was intentionally, but more of like a deal made at the time of contrition because of the situation happening in the country. But however, the time has gone to revamp that, but the poor leadership right now has been allowed to infiltrate, because I remember me being a child of immigrants. Black America had a network set up from Black History Month to historical Black colleges. So you had a circuit of grooming young Blacks into adulthood, and immigrant students like myself at the time who went through out of school and education, we were almost partially indoctrinated into that to accept it. But somewhere along the line, that circuit has been interrupted, you know, and now finding itself on their heels, meaning Black America, or you want to call it indigenous now, in a sense, now it's like you got to make a move. I think now the move now is more you have to start building what I would call coalitions moving forward now, because I don't think there's been a proper scaling of Black American population in terms of, like, I think the numbers are much bigger than what is led to believe. And if you understand your numbers, then you can actually now arrange your power structure.
Now, let's take that premise, beautiful premise. Now, everybody knows that each area, especially the northern area, you got more of a white population. So you're going to be dealing with a lot of Germans, Polish, Khazaria, Empire. You got a lot of them. And you got your Spanish. But then you got the islands, which is mainly – was always around the Black people from all over America. So it wasn't that different now until we got to down and where I see a bigger dichotomy of changing, because still today, I don't know who's actually Jamaican, Haitian, and stuff until we actually really start talking. Then we start to, okay, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, we, you know, kick it like that. But at the same token, everybody comes from another place. Still, if you love your homeland, this is why I say, and mentally, you still have that flag with you. And that's what's the difference in America that's not in the world. You can't. Most immigrants would not be able to come in and still have their flag up. And I'm just being for real. This is international law I'm talking. To have their flag up, because it'd be like a sign of this. But not in America, it's not. So this is where that division comes into play when it comes to the Black nations of our region. Because we know that the Trinity's got a flag. Jamaicans, the Bahamians, everybody got their flag. Now, when we go do the history of the flag, we find out it's from British or French, really, origin of thinking, too. So that dichotomy is in the mix. So when we get together like we do here in Florida, in Miami, we all know that the Haitian got a section. Liberty City, Miami Gardens, everything. Let's be honest with everybody.
I think the whole concept of capitalism and Black America has not been properly
into their psyche. Miss out on all this. It's just some problems.
Because,
but then again, that's where we get into the top of where these groups, these banking houses, and particularly because they were white, and that's a fact to that part, that they able to do this in the over here. Now you got to question all this. How they get permission to do all this? A population that got a bloodline that's rich. A lot of the Blacks are rich as hell. I mean, I don't know other way to put it. It's either they're with this clique or they're not. So this is where we at with everybody on this line. That's where we just take that direction, because are they part of this satanic clique, or what we want to call a satanic clique, or is this a very noble transitioning into a higher order of consciousness, which they can say is what we want, AI. We want to make it easier on people. So you don't want to work, we'll still take care of you. We'll make it sound benevolent. Is that what sounds like a lot of states want that, though? Let's be honest.
Yeah,
is that what they really want?
They do. I mean, they buy into it, but what they gain and what they lose is incomparable, because they lose attachment to nation. They lose attachment to nationhood, race-based.
That's why I say, now think about it. Let's deal with it, because we ought to have meetings on this thing, because we got to do a psychological change, because make a sense we say, but see, the population of Blacks, Haitians, Jamaicans here, we never had a unifying economic conference of how we, you know, I love Pigeon Pete Rising. You might like this. We never figure out how we can do a some type of business within each other other than tourists. That's all we really...
Well, you know, because it's just information. Like right now, right, Africa has engaged the OAS or the Caribbean moving forward. Black America was significantly missing from that meeting, especially the Black Caucus. But African nations opened up a dialogue with the Caribbean, and that would include also Black America, but Black America was missing at that table. And I was held earlier this year at the conference, and now begin to engage, and noticeably absent was the representations from Black America.
Now, I'd like to hear more about that. I'd like for you to keep us abreast on it, because you know why? We don't see no news like that about this happening, because they keep on our citizenry is hooked on trying to fight COVID. And so they mind is COVID. Yeah. But then we must state that they're using the Haitian community as coming in the country illegally as well still. That's been a long-standing thing. And then they've been doing the same thing with showing the collapse or the killing that's going on in Haiti. So they look at the African country and say, okay, are we going to take care of the Caribbeans? But then when you take care of the Caribbeans, you still got to deal with British because they still under their Commonwealth, or you got to deal particularly the French.
Yeah, we got to. Well, policy, I think Black America has been noticeably absent in the policy of the country in terms of the politics. And I guess you got to blame the Democratic Party for that. I think that's a tragedy as well, because the power that's waged, that's potential power that can be waged by Black America has been dissipated since Malcolm was pretty much,
Let me ask because we got midterms here. I would love to sit down with some people, because I have a lot of Asian brothers and sisters that we talk all the time, like yourself. And I'm going to say that we like-minded most of this, some of your own countrymen, because some people are religious in these on the islands. If I ask or do a survey of religious belief system on that island, on these islands, they're high Catholicism. So,
yeah. In fact, Haitians are going through that battle.
It's kind of a nervous feeling for me, because I'm like, oh, my God, that means that the Vatican has a big say-so in how these people are going about, and then, like, the vaccination.
It's an inner battle going on right now, among especially.
Right, it's a battle. It's a battle with the islands.
But
I keep up with it, and y'all keep me up abreast, but there's a battle going on right now. I mean, think about Barbados. The British just gave them over, but they said you're still part of this, our commonwealth.
Yeah,
What is that going to become? Like, sir, can we invest in Barbados? Is Barbados going to see? These countries don't open up to each other, because I don't think they want Black America to actually connect to that, because it keeps them, they want to keep them at bay. Don't let them get too carried away in international affairs.
It's a ruse, because Barbados youth are emerging, and they're developing right now. So they want to make sure they capture that them for the next 50 or so years. So this is all a ruse. Unfortunately, I hope they're much as aware as to what the game plan is. You know, it's what's presented in the front, but they're not investigating what's going on behind the doors in detail.
Let's go with the prayer. I got y'all there listening. I want y'all to go with this. We mentioned that, okay, it's still controlled by a group. Now, if these groups that we're talking about, because I told you, these families, in order for us to live in this next phase of what we're going to go through, because if we see that, do we not all agree on this line that the major force, I know they both got their wickedness, but this force of eating kids, this force of Grand Theft Auto, think about it. They telling people who are professional criminals how to really get over. I mean, I know some boosters are salivating. You know, some boosters say, man, I ain't even got to go slick no more. I can go in, bash all this up, come out, and get a misdemeanor on a felony call. Now, you know that's a big shit. Come on.
Yeah, and if the amount listed is a certain amount of degrees, the lesser crime, the lesser the punishment towards the crime, and that person is able to come out of revolving door.
Let's get deep now. Let's see how this game of money works. Kyle, we know those companies didn't say, loot me, we're part of the game, I want some of my money back through insurance because I helped the campaign.
There you go. Because remember now, if you look at it, there's always those with forehand knowledge, and you got to watch how they move. You know, like right now, if you look around, especially in the South Florida area, they've been building up storage complexes for a long time these past 5-10 years.
Oh man,
I think someone has forehand knowledge. Something is about to go down, and they're already putting in place.
They got people in storages. They got people right now. I used to help somebody with a storage. There'd be people that come daily to get, they'd be like coming out, just like they sleeping in the storage, man. I'm serious. They got it like they sleeping in the bad boy.
You're right.
A homeboy told me years ago, he know who he is, Brother G, told us, he said, man, they're going to be living in them, because he's seen it back there in Perrine when they first built them warehouses in Perrine. Everybody know what I'm talking about. They was sleeping in them back in them days. I said, man, you know, so look at the progression, but let's go with this. if people are actually being let out, well, they get to, that's how you get to. Remember, the new game is these zombie games, shooting up the zombies.
Yeah.
You go to a park.
Synthesis, yeah.
Now, what about, what you think if they could create these zombie type individuals after they let them all out of jail and just say, you know, y'all do what y'all do, we keep y'all, and then say they don't want to do it, but they forced to do it through the transmission.
Yeah. Well, then now you got to go into a higher level of being involved, because this takes a higher level of consciousness and intelligence to be able to structurally put this in place. Now, as you clearly see, the Bill Gates who seem to be smiling and giving cryptic messages, you know, I'll say this. I think when Trump came in and he came in as a renegade and had the potential, but I guess he was a one-man show practically, because they had to pick him up and neutralize
him
real fast.
Let's go there. That's why I told you it was a symbolism thing. It wasn't really about Trump. He was symbolizing the Trump of the warning. But the same token, I want y'all to know something quite clear. Even though I hear a lot of news, everybody that you listen on the news actually said they took the shot. Every news person, sports person says they have taken the shot, but they're the ones to, you know, give you the hype about this is that. So I said to myself, wait a minute. How is that? They have no risk. You know, they're claiming to be against it.
Somebody got some interference. Somebody needs to mute themselves, man.
Yeah, you know what? You know, it's all to get the general public. It's all to get the general public on board. And out of that general public, yeah, like you said, Dry Bones, the majority and the percentage wise is Black America that has, with a skeptical eye, has been slow to bite into it. You know, and they're gonna come at them full force. I mean, hey, LeBron James.
I see it coming.
LeBron James,
who
supposedly took the shot, he's pretty much 10 weeks into something. He got to go lose 10 games or whatever. But again, they know where our focal point is. We know come every week, everybody's watching sports. We're not paying attention to the real important news. They got Black America pretty much, predictable.
If we take Black America, figured out, but Black America is being, remember, we talked about how the commercials have changed. We are one multi-ethnic group now. Everybody is with everybody. Stuff that was unheard of before is being seen now as normal. Now, I'm going to play something for you, brother, because you said it. He said it earlier. China, and the Vatican, everybody. That's the Great Crusade. That's why they're making movies about assassins.
China's president got a warm reception in Rome. Host country Italy is to become the first G7 economy to join the new Silk Road project. Beijing is keen to package its massive maritime, rail and road venture as an opportunity for other nations.
我们一直认为,
we want to strengthen our synergies to enhance cooperation in the infrastructure, port, logistics and maritime transport sectors. In order to build a series of concrete projects along the Silk Road, but critics say the project, which is officially known as the Belt and Road Initiative, will primarily benefit Beijing. Many countries have expressed unease about China's growing dominance. For Italy, though, the potential economic boost appears to outweigh the perceived risks. Italian President Sergio Mattarella is adopting a win-win approach. The ancient Silk Road was an instrument of knowledge among people and a tool to share reciprocal discoveries. The new Silk Road must also be a two-way street to share not only goods, but also skills, ideas, knowledge, and forward-looking solutions to common problems and projects for the future. Other EU nations, notably France and Germany, are taking a more cautious stance. Leaders of both countries are due to meet the Chinese president in Paris on Tuesday. The new Silk Road is certain to be on the agenda.
I'm now joined by Nicola Casarini in Paris. He's an expert on EU-China relations and works for an Italian think tank. Mr. Casarini, you wrote a paper entitled Rome-Beijing, Changing the Game. How does this new memorandum change the game?
The change in the game, it means that the memorandum for the first time contains a clear language consistent with Western norms and principles, including clear reference to the EU strategy on connectivity published last September.
I'm going to let that off, y'all realize. The Silk Road already. Look where the new variant came from. Qi was the second variant.
They changed it, I told you.
Because of his last name. And then they gave it Omicron, which was a sci-fi thriller in 1960. Now, I'm going to do something.
We'll talk a little bit about the man on the ground. You got a heavy echo going on, Dry Bone.
Oh, yeah, let me get out of there. Okay, hold on. I'm going to turn this down. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. I had to do a merge because we couldn't get him back in. It's my fault, too. He was supposed to come on. I did not see his hands up, so I did not know if he was on, but he is on with us. We was talking about how. Just briefly tell us what's the situation in your eyes, because you've been listening to the program. You ain't no stranger at all, so everybody know you. With housing today, and what do you see the future of how housing is going to transform?
So can you hear me now?
I hear you. Go right ahead.
I appreciate it. Yeah, well, I was just going to say, at least down here in Miami, first of all, of course, thank you as always, Dry Bones, for having me on.
But at least down here in Miami,
the competition is unbelievable. And it's interesting because you have it at the high end and you have it at the low end. At the high end, and both of these things were in the news recently. I'll go to the low end first. For regular people, for all of us renting or whatever, the inflation, renting and buying, but for working class people and lower and middle class people, it was in the news. The inflation here in Miami was greater than any other place in the country for the month of September. So while you have COVID, while you have people dealing with eviction notices and all that, at the same time, you have the prices are going up here higher than any other place in the country. And then at the high end, you say, okay, well, rich people can do what they want. Meanwhile, at the high end, over the last year, so basically during this pandemic, they measure how much does the luxury housing go up in price. And in Miami, the luxury housing went up in price at a greater rate than any other city in the world. Rio de Janeiro, Cairo, Egypt, Lagos, Nigeria, Singapore, Tokyo, Japan, Paris, France, London, more than any other city in the world. And the world has been dealing with COVID at the same time. But during that time, for whatever reason, the prices went up in Miami more than any other place. So the competition here, amid everything else, you know, all these, everything else that's always happening, and then on top of COVID, and you have, for everybody, rich and poor, the prices in Miami are skyrocketing, and people are just being priced out. I don't know if you can hear me. I can't hear anybody.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can anybody hear me?
Now I hear you. Let me ask you this. What do you think there's a lot of infrastructure being built across this whole 95?
You still have an echo, Dry Bone. It's really raising up in frequency, so you might want to try to see where that's coming from.
Yeah, I got to put it down. But go ahead. What's your thoughts on the building?
Yeah, I mean, it's still everything at the end of the day. It all has to do with money. I think even if somebody in Washington is trying to dole out this money to help local governments, that federal allocation, usually with other things, and I can't necessarily say it's going to be this way with this, but those allocations usually get sent through states, and then from the state to the counties, and then counties to cities. And so if you have someone locally who needs to scratch somebody else's back, well, you're going to see that. So I think a lot of this infrastructure, we're still going to see that it gets filtered through, unfortunately, local politicians who have, you know, and some non-local politicians, but definitely local politicians who have community ties. I'm not going to name names, get your show in trouble, but, you know, like City of Miami has dealt with a lot of corrupt politicians. Miami-Dade County has dealt with a lot of corrupt politicians, and some of them just got reelected a month ago. You know, some of them, despite knowing that the public knows who they are, but because they give out Thanksgiving for turkeys for Thanksgiving, or backpacks at the end of the summer, or, you know, whatever, they get name recognition, and people just put them back in office. So I think the infrastructure, unfortunately, one huge hurdle, I mean, this is the first thing that came to mind when you asked the question, one huge hurdle is that as that money gets filtered through at every level, you have the potential of people just doing favors for their friends.
So let me ask you, Mike. I know it's sad. Got anything coming up for the people to know about?
No, not right now. Thanks very much. And I appreciate you and all the listeners dealing with the echo and the communication issue. But no, just same old, keep it on the grind. And I hope all of y'all who listen to Dry Bones as usual, though I hope you all stay vigilant and keep watching out for all this stuff that's going on. And I'm going to try to come back with you in the future.
Yeah, we're going to do another one. My fault, too, because I got a little carried away when we got so much going on. But I'm so glad we can just get it. I'm going to sit down with you, hopefully, like we talked about earlier, and really see what's happening. It's a lot of houses going on, but that, at that price, that's phenomenal. It's got to be like the bank.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Talk to you later on.
Okay, bro. Appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yep. Appreciate you.
Oh, man. That's Rob Kyle Osquire. And we've been trying. We got some construction going on over here. So if you hear a lot of vibrations, they're doing some garage additions. So let me say this. Even in your area, I don't know how it is in Tennessee, how the housing going on, but it's good to know because that's where it's going to get a lot more influx of people coming. Because, again, they're building rapidly here. Those of you been here, am I echoing now? No echo, right? You good?
No echo.
Okay. Yeah, the problem with the phone. I had him coming through the phone. You got to play. It's like a war to get this on, baby. Y'all don't know how much technology is at attack right now.
Hey, drop phone.
This is going to be a thing of the past.
If you can still hear me, I want to tell that guy that you're talking, the truth going to come out anyway. Either he named the names or we going to find out who these double-O Negroes and who these motherfucking devils are.
We got the same people. We got some of the commissioners, man, and Edmondson, all them been there for years.
All the old dogs. Yeah, all the old dogs are back because they this $1 trillion bill I just passed. Listen, the wolves have been reactivated. They're coming out for some of that money. And we got to get ready because we need to be in place because that money about to trickle down. So that's all that's happening. All the old dogs, the old wolves, now they got the $1 trillion packages coming down. Some people coming out for that money, you know. And we need to
they
be this time instead of sitting down as, yeah, instead of some of us being outside watching, we need to start setting up right now.
I'm going to be honest with you. Think about it. There's a lot of people in government jobs across the country. I mean, I've been across a lot of places. I see certain places more than some, but they're up there in that Philly and that D.C. area, man, it's a lot of people with federal jobs that are black, and they know what's going on, and I think they know today a lot of people don't want to tell the truth that a lot of people are not taking the vaccination, and they know this. That's why they're coming out with automation, because they know people ain't going to work. And so they almost put this bill together, but look what it pays off. It still pay off the wealthy. See, that's why I say people ain't really reading. It's the same scenario. The wealthy gonna get their cut, and boom, 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 and it trickles down like y'all say. But the question is, the new trickling. I always was told this. And I watched a lot of documentaries about the Great Depression. And, you know, just to see. But then I watched the good and the bad. Because during the Great Depression, a lot of people became millionaires. I'm talking about world-star black people, period. Just looking at the wealth ratio. There were people who became more entrepreneurs, and they borrowed together. They did more under adverse scenarios, which those of you what I'm talking about, if you've been in any tragedy, you will bounce back to adverse scenario. So if that does happen, say it does happen, and we get an underground market, we will create our own system of wealth thinking. So gold and silver, that's the whole key in real estate, still is held precious, let's be honest. Them commercials don't come on in our neighborhood like they should. Buy gold, buy silver. They don't talk that. They don't even teach us how to do stocks and stuff. They don't tell us. And that's where the problem. Y'all said earlier, not being told. You said earlier, but because no family teaches that I know of until modern time and not my era about it, to tell, but up until a certain time, no one told me what stocks was. I was in my mid late almost 30 when I realized stocks was able to buy a house. Through Home Depot. But no one in my family knew that, and that's what it is. They got a consolidation on the wealth through secret order.
Knowledge, yeah. Control and restrained knowledge, you know.
Because
can you imagine an insurance policy could have kicked off generational wealth?
Yep.
Well, if my old man knew that, he could have just borrowed against his insurance policy to buy the first house one time, and don't have to worry about interest payments, man. I mean, it wasn't until late, well, it was too late, of course. But this is information like that are kept from the masses, and it hurts
right.
in the long run.
Because
you know?
our parents, I'm going by what we've seen. Our parents were good people, but they did not know. It's like they made sure. Now, most of the blacks in my time were both, and y'all know it, was Baptist or Catholic. That's it. Baptist
yeah.
or Catholic.
Yeah.
Anything outside of those two realms was looked upon as, oh, she in the roots, or he's in the root. Root would be the root people.
Yeah. A no-go, you know?
The root people
yeah.
got demonized. And let me be honest with y'all. You can see something's wrong with nature. Because we were just a few years ago, everybody was on Dr. CB's job. Everybody. Dr. CB this. Dr. CB this. Dr. CB said this. Now, I'm cool. I'm not bad. But Dr. CB, if he truly loved him, Dr. CB was supposed to be against Big Pharma.
Uh-huh.
Nipsey Hussle died for the new generation want to come out with some new shit. They got some rapper that's only known in a certain region. Okay, great. That's cool. He come out. Supposedly, he's supposed to put out, I said it many times, now we realize Big Pharma pretty much has something to do with two people about talking about Big Pharma, and now everybody about lining up to take the biggest pharmaceutical company's shot on the planet Earth. Now, how does that, you got to tell me, how is that psyche even manifest? That's how deep this is.
Yeah, there's nobody manning the gates.
He's saying that. And then to have an experiment in the book the lady mentioned, I'm scared for our people because Oprah will not put this lady on. I mean, to have a book made for us by our people. You know, they got to put their life on the line. If she would have lied, she'd be rich by that. But she put Fauci in the damn book that was talking about experiment on us. And we got the nerve to have him on the black. See, we shouldn't even be watching that channel, but we fixated on entertainment. That's because that's what they gave us. And that's unfortunate because they create a lot of our own the problem. We watched all this shit that we watched. Let's be honest. Because we wouldn't know a lot about a lot of stuff if we didn't watch a lot of things. Remember, Star Trek. That's why we could correlate that damn what Star Trek was telling us is what we're going through now.
Galactic oh, yeah. Hey, my man, hey. Since you're talking about space, what do you think about Michael Strahan when he go up there this week, man, Thursday?
Yeah. They already had William Shatner. They're going to do Michael Strahan. They're going to do it because you got people. But remember, y'all been saying it for years. We heard they were going to send people in space through movies. Now, what if they come back with some shit? That's why I keep telling people. They may do this in an atmosphere where our bodies is already in a change. from the space. I'm just putting this out there. I ain't say I went there. I'm saying what they say in their data when we look at the stuff. And y'all back me up if y'all, because y'all got your lines open. All I'm saying is if they have already figured out that space can create a different variant and all this shit, they send them to a certain area. Because, no, they can't, supposedly can't go past the Van Nuys radiation belt, or supposedly.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if they can't go beyond that belt, then whatever they're getting close to still is radiating at a different frequency. So they might need this frequency when they take this chip and shit to come back transformed. That's just my sci-fi theory.
Yeah, a lot of possibilities out there now, man.
I mean,
well, we've come to the extreme of pushing the envelope now. So the idea is to go beyond. So we just at the, I guess, inception. I think it's great, you know. But I listened to that first shot when they went up there and they saw it saw nothing but blackness. They said, and
of course,
and William Shatner, you can tell when he was. You got to go watch what he said when they came down. Listen to what
I watched it. Sure, you know I got to watch. That was like a he had everybody in tears. But again, I can only imagine because I fly you know sometimes and so it is a beautiful feeling because when you see the heavens, man, that shit is you do get scary when you do a jiggle here and there, but. Your mind sometimes, for me, I go, excuse me, you just be relaxed. Now, only if the seat was, you know, the better put part, you can see, I can see why people be there having sex because the way in the air is a whole different turbulence, a whole different type of feeling. So I'm always have to sit and put myself in the mind of what people do to see what's the degree of it. Because, you know, even, hey, I said, hey, you way up here. But imagine going past what we go past in a plane now. Just take the plane.
Yeah.
But go further than that, man. That's like, bro, that got to be unbelievable.
Yeah, especially when you get weights, man. When you start floating, you ain't got no gravity, man. That's why I want to feel no gravity.
They got the gravity things, but to be up there. Now, again, some people will say, and I'm going to be that advocate, is it real or is it Memorex? All I can tell a person is that I've been in the plane. And I know it's a beautiful thing, and I know that it is strange that don't look like we're going, but straight. It really does. Straight. That's all it looks like, and they curve back around and go with it. But other than that, going into outer space, they just said that they see four satellites that now saying it's craft. Now, is it real or not? That's what the picture for a lot of people.
That's the question right there. Oh, that would puzzle me the most, but I think we push it. Well, Jeff Bezos, give the man credit. He pushed it to the extreme.
Well, yeah, it's a war for space, man. I can see that. It's a war for space. We might be out the picture before we get into the galactic. But right now, according to what they say, these craft. Now, again, I tell people I look stuff up just like I do, but I can say that certain things. Kind of strange that people can write about doing these things years ago, and now we like in full fledged view. I think that's very deep.
It's a connect the major dot issues. I think the vaccination issue is also has an agenda to maybe again wipe out the memories. Before the next transition takes place, of anyone who would be able to remember this date and time. I think that whatever they're trying to put in us.
Oh, yeah, that's the plan,
eventually eliminate and wipe out all memories, all associations for the new, reality that's
not,
about to kick
in. It's not far off. Let's take that premise. Because all y'all jump and fit in. Let's not pass that. Because then... there wouldn't be no need for this type of talk. I'm telling you, if they can erase the memory with the chip, they really can. Then they said they can store the memory into another entity. That's where this stuff becomes very rare. Now, y'all think it's sci-fi? Well, ask yourself how come no one talks about this case with your president that's the president.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And, Judge, I need to know whether you will be adjusting.
Now, that's Joe Biden, everybody. Years ago.
Yeah, that's right on the money, man.
Years ago. Said that the justices of the United States Supreme Court will rule about microscopic microchips being implanted. Now, you tell me if that's not happening, he the president.
Yep.
What?
That's right. That's why he's the president, man. Because he told. I mean, they told him what was going to happen. What he got to do. He got to go along with the shit.
They got first access. They get the first briefing, and then the Edward Snowden only further confirmed what was already in process. Like you said earlier, these kids and these phones let you know they're already on the next. They're already on to the next phase of it. That generation is locked in. We are the ones right now who are enjoying the last vestige of individual freedom and choice and will, control of our will.
Yes, amazing.
Today, if you feel like eating some chitlins, or tomorrow you feel like chicken, that's your choice. But tomorrow, I mean, these kids of tomorrow, they won't have that choice, it appears.
No, they make them volunteer to do that shit, make it sound so good to them, or they just go along to get along, man. I mean, imagine they tell them, if you want to go to the store, pay for your shit without no money, take that chip in your hand, wave your hand, and you walk past the sensor, your shit paid for, man. They're going to go for it, man.
They're making a lot of noise.
Please turn yourself down.
But like I said, they make this new technology sound so damn good and so easy. At the meantime, they setting themselves up to be all taken out, man, to be part of the machine, man. It's beautiful. They make that shit. Look what they did, why they did with our generation. Talking about a spoonful of sugar helped the medicine go down. What the fuck is that, man?
Well, you know, I agree, because we took a lot of stuff that we didn't understand. I agree with you 100%. A lot of things we did not know what we were doing. That's why I tell about my offspring. Hey, everything I was taught was a lie until I could validate otherwise, because it's been a one big serious ride from found out to be totally untrue. All the years I could just look at myself on stuff we believed that was supposed to be bond out to be us wrong. So we got to think about all this going on today. And listen to your mind, too. Your heart. Listen to your heart. Your heart tells you a lot about stuff. When you get a bad premonition, you better think about it. Premonitions are good things.
Yeah. That's right.
You should be glad you can see.
And also, Elijah Muhammad said, you got to think about 4 or 5 times for whatever decisions you got to make. You got to think about that shit. You can't just be on automatic and just go for the bullshit. You got to research everything and everybody. That's why, like you say, my man, facts matter. Don't come on here with no bullshit. You got to come with some receipts.
It do matter. And I'm going to tell you why it matters, Go ahead.
I was saying we're being elders now. We're in a transitional phase right now, in a sense of how are we going to set up our comforts now into as we prepare for the inevitable. You know, should we be working and focusing on that now, because we're going to still be holding on to the vestiges of what we were taught, how we were raised.
Of course,
and we know we're in an interesting phase.
That's right.
You know,
that's the beauty of
it's
man.
Time that we prepare.
We transitioning. We always say it's good. We going into the fourth quarter. When you talk about, you know, you always talk about fellas. We going into the five. If you're in the 70s, you in the last of the four. You're in the 2 minute warning. It may be 5 years, but I say 2 minute warning. But it's like a phase. And let me say this: young people should see us as some type of light. Because I get a lot of respect with young people because I love them. That's what we grew up around. Same token, it is sad. It's very sad because the percentage of them, some of the women in your family, they say they can't find good men. And then you got to look at the women's perspective, how she was raised. Can she really be a good woman? I mean, they got so many things that's really blocking the process of really having. And a lot of people want fantasy lives. We mean that they want to live through the phone and Facebook. The phone and Facebook is living to them. So if that get cut off, and unless Facebook is a partnership and y'all just love it to death, that's fine. I'm not against you doing, but you got to look at what everything is. You're virtually telling everything about yourself through an unprivate entity. This entity has now been proven to be a part of the new world order. Ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it in my mind or your mind right now that he in the mix. Now, if this is the case, we see that they paying. The people paying for all these new politicians are the tech people, everybody. I mean, I look at the money trail. They from India, Europe, Africa. They're a tech-oriented group that wants to take over, and they're usually young, and they're ruled by older people. The older people got them doing it. This is how it works. And it's been like that for me and for everybody else. Just common sense. You go to the higher order to be your leader, and then this is what we have become. Now our kids, and that your offspring that you see, think about now they're telling you that your grandkids must take a vaccination at the age of 5. Now you're getting really deep now. Then the next phase would be we must eradicate the disease, so they must have it exactly at birth. So basically, we're seeing the dehumanization of the species, period, based on the facts of what science says. And, you know, Fauci says science is this, but Fauci knows that they need human beings and species to do experiments on in order to find their thesis. And that's just how, if you ain't into blood, guts, and taking out organs, and I'm telling you, I'm not making this up, they say that these COVID, you don't see the funerals of nobody no more. That means your organs could be gone now. Seriously, yep. I'm not making this up. This is what's been found.
There was a couple, I think, from Florida that made the news recently that their baby, the baby was supposed to be born, stillborn or something like that, but when they went to bury the baby's eyes and organs were all gone. I think it was an article this month in Florida about a week ago. A couple that went to, it was a bit newborn
Damn
baby.
Sales,
that the eyes
Damn
were gone.
And it's Homestead. Hey, now,
my ultimate question is, who's giving Fauci orders? Who does he answer to find out who does he answer to? Is there a body that he answers to?
The game yesterday, they said that Biden joked about him being the president. Saying, I see him more than I said, is the Fauci president. Fauci is under order. He's the face of the order.
No one is asking
the question. The only person that tried to fight him was Trump. You saw what ended up happening to him. You know, Trump fired him, didn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Trump signed that order for that damn walk speed shit, man. The day after they had that patent on that disease, go look it up. September 18th,
yep.
I think
yep.
2018. When they
yep.
came out with this shit, the next day Trump signed an executive order to let it happen, man.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
so
and
the question is,
that's when the war began, with him going, the campaign was at high level to get rid of him, because unfortunately, you see his own constituency, we played it, when he said it that day, they was mad as hell. Now, he still got a lot of fan base based on what he's trying to do with the constitutional side of what is being said. That's where you might get the people who believe in that. There's people who want to keep America, based on this great charter of ours. So based off that fact, that's what Trump represented. He's just the face of all that rah-rah-rah, too, because unfortunately, you said it, y'all, he put in a couple things. Y'all forget, you heard what I said, it would be a leader that would give Israel a treaty. The last treaty was just when Trump got into power. Now, was that on purpose? We're going to have a good one on this one day soon. Think about
it go back to our good old Confederate general that predicted the Third World War. What did he know? What was given to him beforehand to even structure that up, you know?
Right.
Because it clearly...
You got to look at this as a way of saying, are they all in it? Because, again, what degree of what these groups espionage this, espionage, but for the Trump thing, the problem was... He was taking that money and putting it back in for being self-sufficient, because everybody know in order to have any type of unpopular country, you got to have your own resources on the land to keep you industrially moving other than somebody else. And what's happened is the pirates have sold America out through a long treaty beforehand to a galactic, however, because to carve up land, you need money to carve up land. So for them to carve up America the way they do it, it was almost stopped, basically. But again, look at the contract.
Contract is up. The faithful contract that they enjoyed, I think, is up now, and I think it's about to be reneged or has already been reneged on. And I think in the previous agreement, they had social orders and structures. Certain segments were allocated, but I think all that's been pretty much taken away now, and a lot of them are shocked.
Hold on, that's the temple. Now that could be the war. What you done? Now y'all really saying the script that we put together. Remember, Trump gave them the treaty. Then some shit happens where the treaty in 3 to 1 year, they could be some attack go against Israel and all this other stuff. They got like a scenario. Now I seen something recently that was crazy, because I watch a lot of conspiracy stuff. They say, but MI6. Your Secret Service, James Bond agency, which he betrayed, came at a meeting. This is a fact. I've seen it. And said that the biggest threat to us, the New World Order is in the hands of the Chinese. This was just recently. This was Britain. I said, ain't this some crazy shit? To them. And then remember, James Bond, y'all said it. The new James Bond was what? Now he's just transforming into this. I said, my goodness. And the order keeps this going. Black people play a major part because, unfortunately, we are the face of a lot of these things that's in politics. I mean, just think about it.
And you always hit it. You're always bringing up that our involvement is always minimized. We don't even investigate how deep our involvement goes. Our involvement goes from past.
Our involvement is deep. Now, y'all mentioned something because I know the show going to look, but I got to tell y'all. Y'all thought that time travel, they don't want us to, if you give a group something that don't want you off the earth for whatever reason may be, you give them something, not. That's another thing that y'all better think about when you talk about traveling, how the body got to be, if it's altered, can it do what it is, what they're trying to do with the body now. But Tesla, I got to play a little bit before we get cut off. Tesla, that energy ray is in the hands of somebody. Y'all best, if you think of sci-fi, check it out. The energy ray is there. And it's not a joke. I thought it was, too. And y'all, Wes, you've been saying energy weapon, energy this.
He was a seer of visionary, the inventor of remote control. The motors that we use today, the wireless transmission of radio signals. Electricity available 24/7 anywhere you live on the earth.
Even more than the 20th century.
The man of the 20th century. Many might still know who he was, but his name surely rings a bell, and they are certainly familiar with his incredible inventions. Nikola Tesla is the man who had lit the previous century and bridged the gap leading into the next, with over 900 patents approved across his lifetime. We owe him everything from LED lights, alternating current, Tesla turbine, Tesla coil, radio and remote control, the magnifying transmitter, neon lamp, X-rays, Adams power plant transformer house, induction motor, electric cars, robotics, laser, wireless communications, and limitless free energy, artificial tidal wave to electric-powered supersonic airship or death beam, and many, many other patents.
Tesla was making very substantial claims about so-called teleforce rays that could bring down airplanes from thousands of miles away.
His interest in building what we now call robots, but he built that remote control boat 2 decades before the word robot was even coined.
He was working on radio-controlled torpedoes, robot ships, all sorts of things.
And these are all inventions on the surface, inventions that humans at that stage of evolution could grasp and understand. However, few people know that Nikola Tesla had tapped into a source of unlimited energy.
He thought that the Earth itself was like a giant condenser, that the Earth contained a great deal of natural energy,
and was on the verge of handing the people of this planet a gift of free energy until the powers that be had stopped him in his tracks. The most important thing Tesla required in order to accomplish his plan was funding. He was an inventor, not a businessman. So during his lifetime, he came across various hurdles that would hinder his progress towards the future he envisioned for humanity. Even so, Tesla pursued his dreams until his final hour. Not only he wished to give free wireless energy to the world, he also wanted to establish long-lasting peace on Earth. For this goal alone, he designed the perfect plan. He would engineer a weapon so powerful that its energy bursts would bring down a fleet of 10,000 enemy airplanes at a distance of 200 miles from a defending nation's border and will cause armies to drop dead in their tracks.
Tesla claimed that his death beam would be able to destroy an attacking enemy air fleet. He said that this would also be able to stop an enemy army, up to 1 million men.
By constructing this...
Now, it's too long to go, but let's just take the premise of Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics actually is making a lot of money off Tesla from being a part of the experiment. Think about that. What y'all thoughts? How powerful this could be. Somebody making a lot of noise. A lot of noise going on.
That ain't me making noise, but you right on the money with Tesla, man. He was, people talking about Einstein. Tesla was a genius, man. He was getting ready to make free electricity out the air, man.
He made it.
Ways, bro.
He was getting ready to give it to the people.
What about all the brothers they said was working with him? They said it was a bunch of brothers working with him. You know?
Of course. Lewis Lattimore.
Of course.
You see that, you have to go even deeper, because this is where that all that schooling, when it was going on, they were getting the money. All of them was getting the money from the same people. The Carnegies. The Rockefeller,
J.P. Morgan,
they connected to these big banking houses, and again, that's how this thing gets to be where it's at, because they financed it.
They always want to charge somebody for something, man. That's the whole deal. Everybody want to be greedy and charge people.
Usury.
Okay, a lot of people like me and you drive on, we going to get the information out free. I give it out.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. Everything they tell us about the Bible about using interest, they use it on us. It's like, oh, you ain't supposed to charge nobody, but they're using it on people who they claiming that everything that's happening, y'all. Now this is where it gets the orchestration is so unbelievable that right now the same group that gets up all Hitler, all this stuff, is actually somewhat practicing.
Still there, bro?
Yeah, but it went out. Yep, it's gone. I'm there. I don't know who still. It's like everybody, it went off at one. They ain't playing around. So, yeah, that's the prince of the power of the air. We don't have
yeah,
the power
me?
Of the air. Right? I hear everybody.
Yeah, we hear you.
I hear everybody until now. You know, it just zaps the board. And what happens is when it goes out, the board goes completely out. And so the only thing that's left is the internet serves. So it's still
they were
going,
messing
still...
with us earlier, though. They cut a lot of people out. They cut me out. I had to call back.
People fall off. I don't know why. I didn't even see our caller. He's going to come back for those because see, people got a misconception about Miami. Miami is very expensive. If you could get one house out of Miami at the time frame, we knew what we knew now. It's just unbelievable what took place. And I know it's in everybody's area. I guarantee you what's going to happen to Chicago and all the states. They're going to clean them out. They're going to put this new type of living in, and that's what it is, and they're going to call it sustainable. And unfortunately, that's like the movies. That's why I say Tesla.
They create a new sustainable human, and they get rid of the carbon print of us. They want us to breathe sulfur.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
But they don't know we crystallize it. That's why they trying to stop the sun, because we crystallize it. We going from carbon to crystal in a damn way. They want to keep. That's why they want to keep giving everybody them shots to keep everybody in that low frequency of carbon. We going. We turning into crystals now, man. As we speak, we crystallizing. And they can't stop this. They trying all they can to stop it, but they can't stop it. Y'all feel that?
Yeah, we've been weapons for a long time. They've been weaponizing us for a long time. They're trying to upgrade us to a new weapon. I mean, that's the whole deal. So they can ship us off into these other planes that's behind the frozen walls. So we got more than one frozen wall. There's other beings living beyond those walls, and then they have a frozen wall, and then there's more beings living beyond there. That's highly advanced beings. We're the ones that's being hidden from the truth that they're dealing with and getting their technology from highly advanced other beings that live amongst us and across the walls. That's why they're melting us.
But they must have a narcissistic control mechanism because it's for servitude, because it seems like it's always wrong and every like they want you to cater to them, whatever this thing is. Some people say that the brain got narcissistic tendencies. Yeah, what's your thoughts on because they seem to be self-indulged people that has this type of you know, because they want like a robot that won't get, you know, won't have feelings about killing you. Like, you know, a police officer kills somebody, sometimes the actual police probably be, you know, shaking in the head. But they need something that's unfazed, like, you know, something that's I can, you know, kill you and we keep it moving. I mean, those seem to be the most what they want out of a person, that callous. What's your thought on how they, because you said you could look in their eyes. I mean, what do you see, like an emptiness? Because it says desolation, abomination is an empty soul, basically.
Well, they want the robots because that way the robots can do whatever they want them to do. But at the same time, they're taking over this plane. That's all it is to it, so that they beings, their race of beings, can live on here, you know, without the human. So, and if you want to live with them, you have to change your whole complex, your body, to be able to work and live with them. I mean, this is a takeover, period. No matter what it goes down to, they're taking over the planet, which they have done. And now they're trying to get the people that under, you know, change their whole body makeup. If anybody get a chance, watch Killjoy. Season 4, episode 3, it talks about gene therapy. It talks about another type of therapy and something beyond that. And then the green goo that puts you in another dimension with yourself where you can procreate or create yourself again. I mean, this is, they all this stuff that they're putting out there, this is stuff that's already been done.
They didn't already had galactic wars. This is a thing that we don't understand, that a lot we do, but a lot of people don't understand that what we have done in the past is really right now is what we're doing today.
Yeah,
because
so they
what
said
they had
cities. Yeah, they say that. They say that we had cities with lights, cities with lights and electricity. And again,
and everything. That's why they came out with the anime, the stone, Dr. Stone, where the whole world gets petrified, but they come, this one being comes out of the stone. And he's very intelligent, and then you got the other beings that don't want the world to be in a technical state anymore. So they got the weapon to turn us into stone. See, they got all kind of shit. Now NASA want to hurl rocks at us. They're shooting at asteroids to send these rocks down so that they can tell us, oh, look, asteroids are falling into our planet now. More shit, more deception. Because, see, they have all this tech. They always had this technology. They're just reinventing it. That, like I said, 13 gate. They had to open that back up so that they can travel through realms and different planets and shit. They know they've been dealing. We the only ones on the planet is the people. The people are under a spell of nothing, to not remember anything, to not know anything, to be just what we are, something to experiment on. So every weapon they test out on us because we are the human test dummies. So there's no way, if we're the human test dummies and they're doing this, if we're allowing it by volunteering to take shots because you're scared of what? A flu? And you done forgot about your history, your ancestors, all the wars they done fought? Come on now. And you scared of a cold because of some statistics that are made up on the TV. The media is a fucking weapon. I mean, everybody should know the media is a weapon. Everything they use to brainwash you, not brainwash, to program you, damaging programming to destroy you mentally, to keep you as that test subject. Because otherwise, if you come out of that, you realize that now, oh, shit, I'm a fucking test dummy. What the hell? Come on now. How long are we going to stay like this? That's why the smart people, they got them weak, meaning physically weak. You know, they don't, a lot of, and then they're killing us. All the people that's resurrecting, they weakening us, or they're telepathically trying to keep us from remembering, because I go through this a lot. It's real. Look it up. I'll send you the information, the weapon, the patent, whatever. They use a telepathic war on people like me to keep you suppressed, your body down and everything, which is working with the frequencies. And the frequencies, like Brother West said, the frequencies are important because that's how they use telepathic weapon on you. I mean, the shit out here is we're the fucking test dummies. We always have been. But we've been under the illusion of getting money, entertainment, and all this other shit. We've been fucked up not realizing that we the test dummies. And how long are we going to be in the crypt, y'all? Now they want to put us in the crypt. Just us, yes us. How long are we going to be in the cryptocurrency now? That's another trick. This is truly our realm? Then why are we acting like we are not from this planet then? That we have to pay for every fucking thing. Inheritance is not paying for shit. Not sending your kids off to college. Inheritance was sent down by teaching your nations of people of this is how you build this, you build houses over here. We was teaching each other this, handing it down. We weren't spending money to be taught. It was handed down. That's inheritance. Money is not inheritance. That's a trick. That's that false currency that's been going around for a long time, and we accept it as reality. Because it says it's got some electric to it. But that's a false current. We're going to learn about more currents. If we got electricity in here, we know we got more than one type of current. So which one is the good current, the bad current? We going through the same spell, the trickery, because we've been convinced this. We need this over our heads because we done forgot everything. We don't know how to build no more. We know virtual reality. Now you could build in the metaverse. Then we could become the battery. We done. Our energy is locked into what they want it to be. The metaverse, the crypto, the crypt, all that shit. That's what we want. We got to come up on the game, y'all. We coming up on what game? On their game? They control the game. We ain't controlling shit. They controlling everything. Hello?
Go ahead. I hear you.
You know, one of the strange things I discovered what I've been reading about, some of the side effects of some of the people that have taken these shots, whether they be placebo or not, I don't know. But I hear people losing their sense of smell, sense of taste. And to me, those are peculiar because I think either the shot itself is showing that it's intended to either usurp or take full control of certain elements of the body. So to me, it looks like in my hypothesis is that there is something behind them making sure a majority of us get whatever's in those shots in our system. It may not necessarily mean to kill us, but it might be just to take over full control of all faculties, you know? But I do hear people losing their sense of smell, taste, as side effects of so-called taking these shots, especially in the early shots. Now, I don't know about the since the boosters have come out. But it's peculiar. And again, this is an intelligence that's way beyond our capabilities as human beings. Like the sister said, man, being caught up with just our legacies of just transferring down from generation to generation the basics of civilization, we're not preoccupied with trying to, you know, destroy the planet, even leave the planet. I think it goes totally against our natural born programming and our missions of living a life, you know, and giving forth life and maintaining life, you know, and dealing with whatever Mother Nature brings forth by us. But something was introduced into this planet many, many cycles ago, and the remnants are there, you know, the battles that might have taken place in the past. Weapons that we thought might just be futuristic, but might have been used in the past, it appears, you know. What always intrigued me was when they found that Enigma machine. Anybody there? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
But see what it is? We got the E1B1A gene, so that shot contains the blockage for the E1 gene, man. So that's the whole deal. We got the E1B1A. All black people in America, the ones in Africa got E1B1B. All right? So they're trying to block our damn